BlakeRadio.com.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hi, everybody. This is good old JR Jim Ross.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
And you're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment. Wrestle Talk Radio.
Politically incorrect. And damn proud of it.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom, or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What hurts most are my feelings. You cussed at me. You verbally abused me. Whatever shall I do?
And the indie scene.
I'm Al Silk.
I'm Roddy Piper. This is Awesome Kong.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults. Obviously, I am the only adult here.
Spud.
Asshole.
Yes, I am.
Mace.
I'm going to speak very slowly so you'll understand me.
And the Omega.
You'll do my bidding or taste my wrath.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome to 2012 right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And, of course, this being the first day of 2012, this is, of course, the first WTR of 2012. 2012, 2012. Do you think I've said 2012 enough? Is it in your head yet? Will you go and write that first check and put down 2011 like a moron?
Yep.
You probably will.
I can write a check tomorrow.
Of course, you would be the first one to do that, Spug. As I've already mentioned, Spug is here. This is Mace leading it in. We also have a stupid old Canadian who spent his New Year's with little children, but let's not get into that too much or else we might have the cops on us. Welcome to Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, people.
First off, we're all going to laugh our collective asses off when we all find out that you actually did the fuck up with the year on the first thing you write down and write down 2011 instead of 2012. Because now you jinxed yourself. It's going to happen. Secondly, I was with my kid, you jackass.
No,
little boy.
No, Rock or Tim, I'm not kidding. I have to write a check at like 8 in the morning. I will screw up and put 2011 on it. I do it every year.
2012.
Doesn't matter.
2012.
The world's gonna end.
December 22nd. Did you see that cartoon that's been going around Facebook about that Mayan calendar thing?
I could care less about the Mayan calendar, dude.
Well, no, the one guy who's been working on the calendar holds up and says, yeah, I didn't have enough room to go past 2012. And the guy is showing it to you, man, that's gonna freak somebody out in the future.
Yeah, I...
You got to think about it. I'm going to be the first one who's going to work out whether this thing is right.
Oh, you're going to hit January 22nd or December 22nd, 2012 before everybody else. Is that your point?
Pretty much. So if I'm still here,
yeah, that's the thing that like nobody has failed to realize is that half the world's on a different date than the East.
The other half.
So which December 21st is it? Is it Australia's December 21st? Or, let's say, the United States is December 21st? And what time zone is it, really?
Well, because it's the Mayan calendar, you would figure that it's probably the Central Standard time zone, which would make it the North and collectively South American.
Don't forget, the time zones and calendar have changed so many times since the thousands of years ago that the Mayans existed. For all we know, December 21st, 2012 could have been December 31st, 1999. We don't know.
He's got a point.
Well, yes and no.
What do you mean, yes and no? Yes,
well,
I have a point.
I mean, yes and no. First off, the Mayans didn't have that kind of reckoning. Secondly, they had their own dating system, but it wasn't 1999. So, but with that in mind,
God.
Once we get close to the date, you know, according to your reckoning, we could do it all over one more time, party like it's 1999.
Rock.
One last time.
I hope you have it ready. Play the clip.
No, don't play the clip.
There's no reason
to play a clip. He doesn't have a clip ready. Forget it. See, I told you, he hasn't got a clip. I know you're looking for a clip, but he didn't have the clip.
I hate you, Rock. You don't have my favorite clip ready.
That's hilarious.
Fail me. Fail.
Well, it was a great 6 minutes we had there before Tim and Spock started arguing for the first time in the new year.
Well, we had to get it out of the way, so I think that we're good to go.
Hey, you mean get it out of the way? You guys are going to be going at each other for the next fucking 365 days, 64. We in a leap year this year.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think I'm actually going to be cheering for Spug when he kicks the shit out of Steven Stiles.
But it's not just me. I got a tag partner, buddy.
Well, that's beside the point.
I got a tag partner. And I don't know. I honestly don't know when I'm going to be able to come up there and wrestle.
Oh, as far as clips go, what clip were you looking for?
The one I was looking for. Mace knows what one I was looking for. It happened last week.
Well, the week before that.
Was it last week? No, it was last week.
Last week was me, you, and Rock.
Oh, okay. Then it was the week before that. Yay! We get to fuck Mace. Wrong one. Wrong one.
I don't know where that echo came from, but that should be better. Is that better?
Yeah, it's better.
All right.
The one that Tim will never admit exists.
Oh, you mean this one?
Tim was right.
No, not that one.
Oh, you mean this one?
Tim was not wrong. No, he means this one.
Spug's right, guys.
Yeah! Yeah!
Tim was not wrong.
That one.
Tim was not wrong.
I just love the reaction after that hit was just, yes, Merry Christmas to me. Dude, I did. Here's the thing. I was listening to that show at my desk. I had to pause the MP3 player, get up, walk into the bathroom just so I could laugh for 5 minutes straight. When that happened, or else I was going to look really, really weird in front of all my coworkers.
Like, what the fuck are you laughing at?
Pretty much.
I still say this is one of the best clips we heard on Wrestle Talk Radio in 2011.
Big Mosh is a cancer to the business.
That was Divine, wasn't it?
Nope, that was Cashmere.
Oh, that was Cashmere.
Yep.
Wow. But yeah, we're not here to do a clip show.
You sure? No. You sure? Please, can we be a clip show? Please? Please?
Why, how many more do you have sitting on the soundboard there, Rock?
Listen, sweetie, this is the gay voice. Don't start, girlfriend.
Wait. Ironic, we'd pull that up after Johnny Cashmere clip.
Wait, Rock,
we got Alan.
Snatch is awesome.
Excuse me, Rock?
Snatch is awesome.
Excuse me!
Yeah, but you're too busy doing what to have paid attention?
Reveling in the fact that the god of internet radio, Rock, fucked up.
I'll call it proof if you do, Rock.
I'm good. For now.
Okay.
What are we here to talk about tonight, Mace?
Fuck if I know. I'm not the guy with the notes.
That's a fucking lootly anything. Guys, gals, everybody, you know, this is an open line night, definitely, for the three of you listening. And, I'm just kidding. There's more than three. Our telephone number is 267-297-1397. Call in. Jersey Girl, you want to talk about something? Call in and talk about it.
Oh,
Jackie
Fights,
we will mute Spug if you want to call in and orgasm over Kane.
Ugh.
Fine. That's no problem.
Okay, so I have something.
Uh-oh. Go and see a doctor. Quick.
I've already done that.
Oh, okay.
someone posted an article on my friend's Facebook about, they're talking about the Madden curse, and I guess there's a Royal Rumble curse regarding entrant number 14.
Okay.
1988, Ron Bass, retired 2 years later. 1989, Marty Jannetty, we all know what happened. 1990, Haku, left WWF the following year. 1991, Davey Boy, dead. 1992, Hercules, dead. 93, Berserker, released soon after the Rumble. Doink, vanished from TV that same year. 95, Jacob Blue, left the WWF in 96. 96, Doug Gilbert, his one and only WWF appearance. 97, Goldust. 98, Ken Shamrock, left the company in 99. 99, Kurgan. 2000, Bob Backlund. And that's the one I don't agree with. Backlund was a champion for a couple of years in WWF in the 80s.
But that was after the fact.
Right. I don't agree with, because I don't think he was cursed. 2001, The Godfather, retired the following year. 2002, DDP, released 3 months later. 2003, Eddie Guerrero, died 2 years later. 2004, Rikishi, released 6 months later. 2005, Orlando Jordan, fired the following year. 2006, Joey Mercury, serious injury later that year, released 2007. 2007, Jeff Hardy. 2008, Umaga, released and died the following year. 2009, Finley, off TV the following year, released early 2011. MVP, released 11 months later. 2011, Chris Mastered, released 2000, released 7 months later.
2012, John Cena.
Oh, there are those that can only hope. Yeah.
And there's somebody that posted another article that would really in-depth, like, analyzing the It Begins videos with Punk and Jericho.
Oh, God.
It actually kind of
made much time on their hands.
Well, it actually kind of makes sense. And it says it's almost certain to be Jericho. The post made by the guy later, by the guy last week on another site was, well, this comes, I think, from WrestleZone. On another site was very good, and it matches what I already thought. The boy is Jericho, and the punk, and the girl is Punk. The character is a girl is irrelevant. It's simply a way of distinguishing the two characters. In the first video, the girl is not there. Punk was not in WWE when Jericho started. Over the videos, we see the girl become more prominent and the boy less so. He stands still, facing the wall as if he isn't there. Jericho's time off. Meanwhile, the girl becomes the focus and is shown in the light at one point. Punk's rise to the main event and being in the spotlight. We also see the girl copying from the notepad. In other words, copying, stealing Jericho's work. He had moaned about this on Twitter. The globe is prominent in the videos, and both have regularly called themselves the best in the world. The other object of significance is the ball. The phrase, taking the ball and running with it, is used often in the WWE. At one point, the ball has been dropped. Jericho had left. The girl picks it up. This matches what happened, as Punk has certainly taken the ball and ran with it. Some people have viewed the girl and boy as partners. In the last video, the girl is clearly upsetting the boy, suggesting they are rivals and will be feuding. Again, this fits in with Punk upsetting Jericho by stealing his work. The girl signaling his return seems to contradict this, but it probably just means that Punk will be in the ring when he returns. Jericho debuted by interrupting The Rock and returned by interrupting Orton. He will return by interrupting Punk, probably after the main event of Raw, something the WWE champion is normally in. Another point in significance is the language used. Jericho often used clever words, and the videos used bits of his catchphrases, never be the same again, and do you understand? These catchphrases are used at the end of the videos, just like they would be at the end of a wrestler's promo. The only thing against it being Jericho is the darkness of it, but he always said he would come back with a different gimmick. Also, the darkness simply could represent anger. The boy is clearly angry in the videos, and story-wise, Jericho's angry at him, angry at his work being stolen.
Interesting.
Interesting, but then again, with these types of promos, anybody can see whatever the fuck they want with it. That's been the whole thing from, like, day one. people are saying that they're seeing this as Jericho. So some people thought that they saw the word Chris crossed out on that goddamn book.
You can clearly see a C and an S on there.
Doesn't mean shit.
No,
I mean, it's class.
Rock, no. Let me just ask the producer, Rock. Do you still have those two images that I sent you from that complete from beginning to end promo video that is supposedly the thing?
I can go look for them.
Okay. That's not. I was looking at that. I think that's just Jericho's entrance video that someone edited to make it look like those promos. Yeah. I really don't think that's it.
Yeah, that's why I'm gonna smug on that one.
Well, see, the other thing about that is the countdown, the numbers counting down, those were not added. Those are part of that video itself.
Really? Because sure, I've never noticed any numbers in any of those videos.
Yeah, I'm with those guys. I think whatever you saw was a fake.
So you got to remember, people can fake amazing things. You know, when The Undertaker was coming back last time with his promos, all of a sudden, you know, somebody said they'd gotten a hold of an exclusive WrestleMania poster featuring Sting holding a playing card that had The Undertaker on it.
And it was
I found the exact fucking photos that they used to put it all together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But, like, he's got it up there right now. And, yeah, that very well could be just a superimposition. But right before that, the numbers are all part. Like, you can tell, looking at it, it was not added. It was actually part of the entire video.
No, what? Now you're going to make me go to WTR. Gotcha.
No, you see, because when you look at something like that, you can tell that, okay, that looks added. Yeah, well, you know, there it is. It looks like it's been added. No problem. But there are actually numbers at the very end of it that are, everything is absolutely bang on for the rest of the video. The look, the feel, everything like that. And yeah, I know there are amazing things that people can do, but it just has that flavor of being seamless. You know what I mean? As opposed to like, okay, this looks like it's been added, as an underlay. You know, the rest of it doesn't.
Okay. Here's the thing though, Tim. This is why I, fail, you know, to agree with you on the fact that that's part of the original video. Because, as Mace pointed out, there was a poster last year for Mania with Sting and Tate, with Sting holding it was a tarot card. It was a tarot card with Death on it.
Yeah.
Then, shortly after Dark Knight came out, or they had started filming Dark Knight Rises, there was a very excellently made fan poster of the villains. And it went viral, and people thought it was the legitimate poster.
No, I understand that.
With Photoshop and video editor in today's day and age, people do amazing things. Am I saying that there aren't hints of Jericho in that video? Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think the WWE is going to be that blatant unless it's Undertaker.
All I can say is that I am not at liberty to mention why I am so convinced it's Jericho.
No, I agree that it's Jericho.
Well, look, here's the thing. I was thinking about this the other day. You know, Jericho was saying, oh, I'm not going down to wherever the hell they are on Monday. I'm going to be in Canada. Okay.
Yeah,
maybe
supposedly
he's going to see a trainer buddy.
Yeah, supposedly in...
knocking
yeah,
some ring rust off somewhere.
Yeah, supposedly in Calgary, you know. He does hang out with Lance Storm a lot. That's all I'm going to say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, Tim, that, like, no, I fully agree and believe that tomorrow night at Raw, the individual returning is Chris Jericho. We are in agreement in that. We're all in agreement in that.
What yeah, watch us all get blown out of the water and it's actually Brock fucking Lesnar.
It could be.
Dude, if it ends up being Brock Lesnar, I tell you what, I will kiss McMahon's ass because for having this foresight to have Brock Lesnar leave UFC,
well, here's the thing, you know, anyway. Dana White, you know, just keeping on that thread with Brock Lesnar here because we're going to be going into even further detail. Dana White held a press conference after Brock Lesnar's press conference and said, you know, yeah, sure, his retirement was a complete surprise to me, which, you know, he could have said that, whatever. But do you really believe that Dana White would go along with Vince McMahon to the point where he would say Brock is not going to be at Raw on Monday night because even though he retired, he's still under contract?
You never know what phone calls were made after that fight.
Yes, because the two of them have a very good working relationship, i.e. Brock Lesnar originally was not going to be allowed to go be a DLC for WWE 12.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a Legends. It's a Legends contract.
Originally, he was going to be a DLC.
Yeah.
And then they made him a Legends. And Dana White and Zuffa weren't going to let him do that originally. And then there were phone calls made. Look, Vince has a lot of political pull. A lot of political pull. You don't think that Zuffa and Dana White don't want to use that to their advantage? Where's the one state? Where's the one state in the union that MMA is still illegal?
New York City.
And what is WWE's home venue?
Madison Square Garden.
Where?
In New York. Yeah.
You don't think that Dana White and Zuffa Entertainment want to get the UFC and any other form of MMA up in New York? You know how much money's there? You know how money they pull in at Madison Square Garden?
Oh, yeah. No, he'd definitely have to make the devil's deal with Vince to be able to do something like that. And Vince does have just about enough stroke to pull that off.
Vince has enough stroke to be able to sway the New York Athletic Commission to get MMA legalized in the state of New York.
Well,
of course Dana White's going to do business. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Yeah. Now, Rock just posted in our behind-the-scenes chat something posted on Facebook. No, that was a Twitter, I do believe, a tweet from UFC. After the fight, after Brock, according to Chris Jericho, took a dive. But getting back to Jericho on that one. The question is that the official UFC Twitter?
It was.
Or is that like, you know...
That's the official UFC Twitter.
Okay. Now, is that just stirring a pot or is that cryptic?
No.
I'd say that's stirring the pot because as soon as Brock's turned around and gone, you know what, I'm retiring... Two things started popping up. Back to WWE and WrestleMania started trending on Twitter within 5 seconds of him saying, I'm retiring.
Yeah, I mean, like Vince couldn't buy that kind of advertising. No. For those of you that didn't see the tweet. For those of you that didn't see the tweet, this is what it read from UFC. Brock says he's retiring. Do you think we'll see him again in the octagon? How about another type of ring? Guesses on WWE? And as soon as, like, that was posted immediately after Brock announced his retirement, and then WWE and WrestleMania started trending.
Well, I'd just be shocked if, like, Brock rocked up, like, not wrestling capacity or anything, if Brock just suddenly popped up on Raw on Monday.
Like, even if he was sitting in the crowd.
Yeah, just to pop a rating. Vince would capitalize.
I can have a feeling these shows could open, or at some point you'll hear...
Only if he gets to come out and do his little monkey dance again.
Well, here's the thing. Something similar happened a few years back in Montreal, if you guys remember.
Nothing but the screw job happened in Montreal.
Yeah, no. Shawn Michaels, you know, when they did Raw Live, Shawn Michaels came out and he started yapping on the microphone, and out of nowhere, Bret's music played.
And then he did the Hogan music. That was a great promo, by the way.
Yeah. So just for a pop. And then the next thing you know, people are going to start tweeting, Brock's music played on Raw. All these people who aren't watching see the tweet. It's going to trend. They're going to tune in. Next thing you know, ratings blows up, at least for a segment.
Yeah, and then they take the title off CM Punk because all of a sudden his ratings aren't that good.
Oh, you're jumping over to where they're looking for a scapegoat for the soft ratings.
Yeah, something we'll have to talk about. after the break.
Yeah, speaking of which, we've been on for pretty much just about a half hour. Why don't we take our first break now? Everybody, listen to a special bullshit edition, shooting the shit edition of Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, our telephone lines are open, 267-297-1397. Or if you got Skype, Skype Sir Rockin'. Get your ass on the phone or on Skype, call in, and talk about whatever the hell you want. We'll be back right after this.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cig. I just got across a fucking freeway that would kill me. Eight fucking lanes. Eight motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather of the Street dies. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on kicking. Fucking eight lanes, the motherfucking highway! Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking three lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7. Fuck, this fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway. They're not open. What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
Can I get a pack of Camel Light?
Hell yeah. Oh my god. Alright. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
Steve,
man, somebody give me a goddamn... Ah, fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. It is. All right, I'll just smoke my cigarettes and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... I'm about to get plowed by fucking three 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Tired of the same old view of Monday night wrestling? Looking for something different? Well, we here at the Wild Talk Radio Network will bring you that alternative. As every Monday night, we bring you the WTR Raw Post Show. Join Sir Rockin' and Mace, along with the likes of The Spud Guy, Jackie Feist, and others, as they give their opinions on all the real mayhem that happens on Monday nights.
They said it was banned, but we said anytime, any place, anywhere.
It's people talking wrestling live on a Monday night. Just without the news. Monday nights, right after Monday Night Raw. Only on WildTalkRadio.com.
And that's cool.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, the whole fucking show, Rob Van jam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio on the Wild Talk Radio Network, boo.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help, when I was younger, so much younger than today.
Forget it, I'm not singing along to it.
But if you search it out on YouTube.
Shut up, you fucking prick. Asshole. Some people call you the ass, an ass. Well, no, you're not just an ass, you're the whole thing. You're an asshole. The entire fucking thing. A whole ass, you asshole.
What are you going to do, Tim? Fire him?
Yeah, right. Do I look stupid?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Yeah, I don't have enough time to fire him, for fuck's sakes. I'll get even in some other way eventually down the road somewhere. Somehow. As soon as I think up a way.
And welcome back to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Welcome back to WTR, Sunday night, the bullshit session show. And I think Jersey Girl needs to get off her ass, plug the microphone in, and get on Skype and call in. And, I don't know, talk about something.
Exactly.
She can call in and talk a bit about Mr. Belding.
Yeah, Mr. Belding. Oh, yeah, that's right. What was his catchphrase? Didn't he have one?
I don't know.
She's generally so good at, like, sending us each instant messages while we're on the show telling us shit. She should just, like, call in and tell us shit.
Yeah, well. Lines are open. They will stay open all show. Call in. Talk wrestling. Don't talk wrestling. We don't care.
Don't make us start calling you.
Yeah, that ends badly.
Yeah, that generally doesn't go very well, does it?
It was 50% last night.
What are the chances we could get Jackie Feist to call in? Just because I want problems to
pop up. We haven't had anything to talk about with Kane yet, so she's being quiet.
Well, see, there's the damn thing, right? I told her, go ahead, call in and have a live orgasm over the air over the fact that Kane is back and wearing a mask. It's fine.
She doesn't like the mask.
Whatever.
Hashtag maskator.
Nobody likes the mask.
I don't know why.
I swear to God, the Shockmaster had a better mask than he did.
Now, are you talking about the mask after he takes the mask off, or are you talking about that mask that he walks out with that makes
one.
Him look like, it makes him look like the fucking Rocketeer?
God, that's going back a fair way, Tim.
Well, I had to reach. I don't know. It was just, what mask is? What is that? It looks like the Rocketeer. It does.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things that you're like, really? They could have come up with anything. But no, they came up with crap.
Now, do you think it was WWE or was that Kane design?
WWE, of course.
Vince McMahon while he was stoned.
WWE's creative getting... I don't know. Creative.
Creative. Ha! Huh.
Yeah, that was called facetiousness! So.
Anyway, what did you tease when we went to break, Mace?
I forgot. I am currently boiling down here trying to, like... think and brain no work, and I got to go back to work tomorrow, and I can't even remember what the fuck we were talking about 5 minutes ago. Wow!
What the hell was it?
Great start to 2012.
I love this free-flowing show, and then you can't remember what the hell we were talking about. We were talking about Brock. Weren't we? And Rizik, and we were talking about Lesnar. See, the chat room remembers we were talking about Brock Lesnar.
Well, you know, thank goodness for the chat room, otherwise we'd be totally fucked.
How you would debut him. Mace.
How would you debut Brock Lesnar?
I believe I did probably mention this more off the air than I did on our UFC chat bullshit. I'd play, like, for the first time, you play one of the mystery videos on the Titantron. Then you have Brock's music hits, he comes out. Then you have another video cut into it, into his entrance, saying, no, not yet, and bring a countdown which would expire at the end of the show, bringing out Jericho. Use him as a swerve device. At least that's the way I do it. Tim, you're the booker man here. You got any better ideas?
No, I like that one. Do the swerve.
Spug, if you're still there. I don't think he's there.
I don't think he come back yet from wherever it was he went to.
Eh, he's probably getting another New Year's blowjob. What, you think I'm kidding?
No.
He told us.
But it's Spug. I'd be surprised if he walked away for it.
Anyway, he told us about it on CB Radio last night, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network, where we did our New Year's Eve show.
Did he now?
Didn't you start the show after midnight?
Okay, we did it for Central Standard Time. Shut up. We celebrated Central Standard Time in Milton.
Weird.
Okay, that's sorry. My boss was on the phone.
Oh.
What does he want?
We're getting... Rock knows what's going on.
I don't have the snow, but I've seen the snow.
Yeah. they're calling...
It, 2 feet of snow or something you were telling me last night?
Yeah. From somewhere in the vicinity of 8 to 12 inches over the next 36 hours we're supposed to get.
And you're supposed to... you're expected to go and clear some of that shit?
When it finally hits the ground, I will, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But what about your problems?
He doesn't know about that yet.
Well, you don't intend to tell him until after you fuck yourself up moving 2 feet of wet snow? What?
I have a snowplow, sir.
Okay, fine.
I have a motorized vehicle with a plow on the front of it. I don't have to do that by hand.
Wait a second. Jersey Girl wants to know why I never answered my phone. When did I never answer my phone? What are you talking about, Jersey Girl?
We called you last night.
Oh. Okay, first off, what number did you call?
Whatever number I have listed for you, I don't know.
Because I have no idea what number you tried calling. First off, my cell phone never rang. Secondly, I was spending New Year's Eve with my son. And I just generally don't dick around with my cell phone when I'm with my kid.
Unless you change your number. Maybe you changed your number, I don't know.
I didn't change my number. Okay, yeah, no, that's a dead number, so that's
okay,
why I didn't answer that one.
Okay, it's a dead number, so you changed your number.
Well, that's been a dead number for a year, dude.
I don't know, I don't update my contacts.
Well, that's real smart. How do you expect to get in touch with people?
I don't.
Obviously.
I really don't, but we have a caller online.
Oh, no. Oh, I recognize that fucking area code. Caller, who's this and where are you calling from?
Tim, it's your favorite wrestler of all time, Steven Styles, calling in. How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, man, I'm still waiting for that $500 that you owe because you got fined on my authority, courtesy of the general manager of Canadian All Pro Wrestling, you fucker.
But, I know you're still waiting for it, but your girlfriend said you'll pay it because, you know, she finally got to be the real man, so she says you'll pay the $500 fine for me.
Oh, don't even start. Don't even start. No.
Don't start what?
Tim doesn't have a girlfriend.
Yes, he does. It's Vinny Fever and Drag. But we'll stick to, but I wanted to call and wish you guys all a happy New Year's, you know? Because I know you guys are dying to hear from me.
Yes. Yes. We couldn't wait for your arrival on our radio show. Thank you, Stephen Styles, for calling in and making it more exciting.
Yay.
You are welcome, Spooge.
Get it right. His name is no. Get it right. His name is Spunk.
Yeah.
Spunk Spooge. Smug. I don't care.
Smug. That's what Tatanka calls me.
Tatanka. Now that's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah.
Wow. So, Mr. Stein, how's your big bar show shaping up? I know I'm in the main event, so you're finally going to actually douse some tickets to the show.
I don't know if I'm putting you in the main event. I do know that you're in a Fans Bring the Weapons match against Keishi Matsunaga.
Ooh, so. I get to beat up Sticky Rimjob again. I'm so privileged.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to kick your ass.
Why do you keep putting that poor man's agent in the ring with me? Why don't you, as the general manager or vice president or card-carrying member of the no sex club, why don't you finally just put me in the ring and let me get my hands on Vinny By God Fever and quit wasting my time and the people of Calgary's hard-earned money to watch him beat up another homeless Asian guy?
You don't want to face Vinny Fever. He'd kill you.
Vinny Fever would take 3 hours to get in the ring before he would kill me. Were you at the last show? It took him 3 hours to run across the ring just to clothesline me. And he had to deal with my back turned.
That's after you laid him out.
That's right. I dropped his old, decrepit ass very first time. And you know what? I give a lot of credit. It took him 3 days to get back up, but he got up and then he had to chug along the ring to get to me. But why are you putting me in the ring again with this broke-ass Asian, this rim job rice pounder?
Yeah, I got a great idea, Styles. Why don't you find a tag team partner and I'll offer a contract to both the Mason Spug to face you sometime.
I have a tag partner. My tag partner is a 6'3", 400-pound monster called the Barricade.
The Blubbercade?
No, not the Blubbercade. The Barricade.
Isn't that a Transformer?
I don't know. Megan's not here to confirm it.
You know the Barricade's not a Transformer, but after he kicks the...
I thought Barricade was a Transformer. I'm pretty sure he was a cop car.
Don't worry, Spooge and Mason or Manson or whatever your name is. Once the Barricade is done with you, he'll transform you guys into something you've always wanted to be. Real men. So don't worry about it. Tim Stein,
I'm sorry if he can pull himself away from the donut cart for 5 minutes. He might actually get in the ring and, well, let's face it, we'll probably kick his 7 chins back down his throat.
If he's 400 pounds, is he going to make it down the entryway? He's not going to be blown up by the time he hits the ring, is he? It's not going to be like watching an old warrior match, is it?
Yeah, Spud, no comment.
Barricade has the best cardio in the business. You want to talk about cardio? Just ask Tim Stein's girlfriend.
I don't know. You can't give Tim $500. You guys have seen him flying to Scotland a lot to play with his girlfriend.
we have sheep here, so why does he have to fly to Scotland? We have sheep here.
Spit it out, son. We can't wait all night for you.
Yeah, come on, Spud.
By the way, Tim, what's the weight limit on the ring? Because if you're going to have Styles and Barricade in there, I just want to make sure that if a feather lands on the ring, the thing's not going to implode, right?
Well, that's going to totally depend on whether or not we have you guys indoors at a bar show. The ring is like 1 foot off the ground. Or if we put you guys in the outdoor show that we're working towards later on in the summertime, then we'll be using the regulation size ring. But we'll reinforce it. Don't worry.
Can we keep it inside? Because I swear Barricade's probably going to need a lot of air conditioning, and I'm not touching that sweaty thing, man. It also be like...
I was talking about Tim's girlfriend or something else.
No, I'm talking about your partner.
You're talking about my partner, the Barricade? The Barricade is 3 times the man you'll ever wish to be.
Okay, that's only because he's as fast
as he is.
Dude,
mate, I'm losing weight. He can have whatever weight I'm losing.
He's
he can have it. I don't think it'll do much, but he can have it.
Listen, go ahead, Spud.
He's only three times the man anybody will ever be because he can't put the fucking fork down at the buffet.
You know what? Honestly, Spooge, I feel bad when you get up here and the barricade gets his hands on you. I don't have to worry about getting my hands on you because the barricade will just run right over you and that'll be it.
Is he going to ask me where the glasses are?
No, probably the knife and fork, though.
I was wondering, barricade runs? I thought he rolled.
Barricade don't need no knife and fork. He eats with his hands because he's crushing everything he touches.
Hey,
except
Spud?
The women he gets with.
Yeah, Spud, I think maybe you should just invest in a bucket of KFC when you come up.
I didn't know he was friends with Mark Henry.
The barricade could kick Mark Henry's ass. They're not friends. He's the barricade. He's the biggest big man in wrestling today.
No, I think Big Show has that title, my friend.
No, he's the tallest, but the barricade's the biggest and toughest.
Okay, so barricade is over 530 pounds?
Well, probably. I think I've seen barricade eat. He might be at the 530 pound mark now.
Amazing how he keeps growing the more Styles talks. It's just like Styles telling any tale.
I tell you what, because I'm a sport, and I think Mace will agree, and I'm sure that Tim can get this worked out, why don't you grab a third partner, and we'll take Vinny Fever, and the three of us will take on you, your BBW homo life partner in Barricade, and whatever stupid you find.
Well, you know, just to make Mace feel well, maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe we'll get a Sheeper as our third partner, you know, then you'll have something to do.
Motherfucker, I'm Australian, not New Zealand.
I was just going to say that.
I'm not disrespecting you by calling you a French-Canadian piece of shit. I'm calling you Canadian.
I am French-Canadian.
Well.
Hey, there you go. Oh, there's irony for you, mate. Go for it.
Jesus. at least do your, you know, your homework on who you talk to. Like, come on.
You're all Canadian. You're all the same with your beady little eyes and your flapping heads.
Hey, now.
Hey, we resent that. It's bad enough that we let us have Tim Stein as a Canadian.
That one we'll give you.
Thank you. I agree with you. We finally agree on one thing. You know, if there's anything I can say, the best thing that ever came from Tim Stein is when he finally shut up for 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's kind of nice around here when he's not talking either. We'll give you that.
Yeah,
but enough about Stein.
See, we're kind of the same page.
No,
I think the best thing
really
Tim Stein can do is take his bottom lip, pull it over his head, and swallow.
No. We can pick on Tim Stein. You, sir, are not allowed.
I could pick on Tim Stein because you know what? If it wasn't for me and guys like All-American Steve Rivers, The Barricade, Johnny Devine, Tim Stein would be back on Electric Avenue in Calgary working for the $2 he used to get work in the corner. So you know what, Spud, Mace, I look forward to having you guys up here in the greatest country in the world, Canada. So me and Barricade and whoever we choose as our third partner now can put our foot so far up your asses that you'll find out what the Canadian beef's all about.
Right.
You, sir, are awful at insulting and intimidating people. Awful.
Yeah.
I don't need to intimidate people. I do my intimidation in the ring.
You know what? We're going to conduct a little experiment in Calgary when we get there. I want to see how many people in unison we can get chanting bitch tits at you and Barricade.
Oh, geez. You know what, Spud? I'll tell you what. I will get that chant going January 12th at the border crossing for Cowtown Beatdown. We'll have it recorded, and we'll play a segment of it on the show just for you.
And then you know what? After you get that started, Stein, I'll knock your last Calgary buck tooth out of your mouth. And we'll get that, and they can hear you crying all the way back to the hospital after I put my fist through your head.
Hey, that's fine. That's fine, Styles. If you keep knocking Tim out, you got to keep paying $500 each time. Do it at least four more times, maybe five. That way, I can have a nice flight up there because you'll be paying my airfare, buddy.
And mine. And mine.
Yeah, but Spud, your airfare to Calgary is only $200, so
it, no, know. it's more than that.
Not on the flight, I'd book you.
Oh, well,
he'd book you on the chicken flight.
Malaysian Airlines.
Yeah, the only thing Malaysian you got, Tim Stein, is when you, Logan Cross, are alone in the bedroom.
Is that who I think that is?
Let me take a look. For those of you wondering what's going on, we're just taking a look at a picture that was posted by Spug in the chat room. Guess which one Styles is in that picture?
The giant fat bottle of Pepto-Bismol?
He's definitely not the bald green leprechaun. And that photo that is now on Justin TV on the website in the chat room, that is actually a photo taken at the border crossing, the show that we did there back on, when was that? December the 8th.
Heartburn. Oh, how does it go, Mace?
I don't know. Pepto-Bismol is an American product, dude.
Indigestion, heartburn, upset stomach, diarrhea. Do you have any of those things? Because you sure look like you could cure them.
You know, honestly, you know, I think you're just jealous because I got fashion sense and you have to wear a skirt.
Dude, you look like something I've seen out of the advert for the friggin' gay and lesbian Mardi Gras parade.
He's on the float.
Hey, in that picture, he looks like somebody even Johnny Cashmere wouldn't say hello to.
Oh,
hey, you don't make fun of my good friend Johnny Cashmere, okay?
That wasn't nice of me, was it?
That wasn't very nice at all.
I'll make a note to call Johnny Cashmere and apologize.
You should do that, sir.
Okay, Johnny Cashmere, I'm sorry.
You should be sorry.
You have no idea what we're talking about, Stephen Stiles.
I don't want to know, because if it involves anything but homosexuality, Tim Stein, you should be the president of the entire conversation.
Hey, yeah, I don't think so. Up. I'm not the one wearing
hey,
pink.
Tim might be the president, but fuck, you're the poster child.
Hey, Stiles, shut up. At least Tim doesn't have a BBW homo life partner. Bitch tits.
Come on,
Mace.
It's interesting how he doesn't have much to say when you talk to him, but, you know, I pretty much never said anything nasty to him other than the fact that he was that $500 he's got to pay for getting fined for being a dipshit. And he's attacking me.
How was I a dipshit? I did what the people wanted. I came out and I made a grease spotter that greasy Asian homeless guy.
Hey,
nobody wanted that.
Hey,
but you,
everybody
not,
wanted that.
Asians aren't greasy. The Mexicans are. Get it
you haven't
right.
You haven't met Keishi Matsunaga. He's the stickiest rim job you'll ever meet.
Here's the thing. You're saying you set up a grease fire. What do? Wipe the barricade down and use his drippings to fucking light the fire?
Oh.
That just thanks for that mental picture.
I wonder if Styles licks up barricade's bat gravy.
Oh, now that's just a low blow.
You know, after they're done in the gym working out, if he gives him a good tongue bathing and licks off the bat gravy of barricade.
Okay, now you're starting to gross me out.
I don't know what's gross. Are you talking about barricade's bat gravy or Tim Stein's last girlfriend?
Don't you be talking about any woman I go out with or do or anything like that.
Could you look at... The last time you had a woman, Jesus was still riding the school bus.
Jesus never rode a school bus. Are you retarded?
I'm not going to comment because I'm not going to lower myself to you guys' level. an American.
How are you
going to
lower us? Dude, if you come to our level, you'll gain a few in intelligence, not drop a few. You have to come up to our level. We have to sink down to understand you. Last time I checked, we weren't Neanderthals on this network.
Well, Tim Stein's on the network, so it's partners in Neanderthal.
He just writes the check.
How does he write the check?
Neanderthals
can scratch out. He couldn't afford to write it on a roll of toilet paper, never mind a check.
Oh, you know, you bother. Go away, kid. You bother me.
I'm sure glad I bother you. I can't wait till you get up here so I can put my foot so far down your throat that you'll taste my boot laces for a year. You know, you keep talking and talking and talking, but, you know, I have an open contract with Canadian All-Pro. Why doesn't Tim spend all the big money he says he has and fly you up and give the fans what they want? I'm sure the three listeners that are listening right now are excited.
Because at this moment in time, it's not feasible.
Why is it not feasible?
Because one of them has to come from Australia, which means he's got to get clearance and paperwork and all that other stuff. The other one has to come from the United States, which means clearance and paperwork and all that other shit.
Yeah.
Plus, I have a life and a job.
So
two things I'm sure you don't have.
Then bring one at a time. Bring Spud first, you know. I'm sure he'll get across the border, you know. I'm sure he can take a week away from his Burger King delivery job and come up and, you know, let me kick his ass once or twice.
I was unaware Burger King delivered.
Wow.
Well, they do here in Canada, so I guess we're one step ahead of you guys.
Well, that explains
Barricade. That's just because you're too lazy to go to the restaurant yourself.
That may be a point, but I'm not going to, you know, deny it. I mean, yeah, I'm lazy, but when it comes to kicking your ass, I'll be full of energy and ready to go.
Dude, I've seen you. You make up three of me. I could outrun you. You understand you'd be winded by the first time you hit the ropes trying to clothesline me? All I'd have to do is poke you like King Hippo, and you'd drop your drawers and fall over, breathing heavily. It wouldn't be any contest, sir.
Well, we'll see when you finally get up here. You know, it's easy to talk from behind a phone or a computer screen, but, you know, I'm not hard to find. Tim Stein knows where to find me. I'll gladly come up and face you in any... Hell, I'll come to the States and face you. I don't care.
Dude, you're fat and you wear pink. Obviously, you're not hard to find. People might mistake you for a swine.
Well, I ain't backing down. Tim, this guy's talking. Why don't you make the match?
Well, the match is kind of like in the process of getting made.
You know, you're almost...
So.
You keep talking about it, make it happen.
Oh, don't worry. It will happen. We will effort it, as they say on Sports Talk Radio. But not to change the subject, did you watch that UFC fight, Styles?
I have better things to do than watch UFC and watch Brock Lesnar get his ass handed to him. And what was it, like, by the second round, I think I heard?
First round, dude.
Seconds.
You know, why would I spend $60 to watch UFC? You know, UFC is not a sport. It's an entertainment. It's on the same level as professional wrestling. It's sports entertainment.
Wow. Obviously, someone failed promo school at trading because you just tried to diss UFC and then ultimately dissed wrestling in the end.
I'm not denying.
Please.
Wrestling is sports entertainment.
Please
what is
put the microphone down. Do not collect go. Do not collect $200. Go directly to jail.
Or something along that line.
Yes.
But now what? Now we're playing Wrestle Talk Monopoly or what?
Hey, there's an idea. Let's get on that. We'll create a Wrestle Talk Radio Monopoly board.
That sounds like fun. And is that going to be another flop that Tim Stein created?
Hey, hey, this isn't Fire on Ice.
Ooh. Hold on, Spoke. Which person are we supposed to be insulting again? Tim or Styles?
I'm an equal opportunity insulter. I knew he was going to say that.
But you know, we also have this game.
My favorite.
Fuck!
It's now time to play the game that's sweeping the nation. It's time for Win Tim Stein Stuff.
I hate you guys. That's me on the
You know what? Here's the thing. As much as, you know, Styles runs his mouth and acts big and tough and all that other shit, we should really have him on as a contestant when we actually play that game for real again this year.
Yeah, we're bringing
We could have Styles win Tim Stein's job at Canadian All Pro.
Why would I want that for?
I don't know, because people would actually give you money for something for once.
They're obviously
like, not going to make
money for blowjobs.
Dude, have you seen his last match? They're obviously not paying him to wrestle.
Then obviously he's not that entertaining either, but I digress.
Oh, so much fun.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinions, I guess.
Tim, if you got swag, it wouldn't matter. You'd never mail it out anyway.
Oh, I'd have somebody do that.
Right.
Yep.
You know what? I've wasted enough time for this. I'm going to, you know, go do something more productive, like maybe take a shit.
I got a great idea. You want to do something productive? How about taking a shower? That'll help. That'll be a good start.
Yeah.
So
I smell like a drowned sewer rat there, Tim. Yeah.
I'm glad that you agree.
Did you get barricaded with your Blumpkin for your New Year's Eve present?
No. See, barricades spent his New Year's Eve with a woman. I was out with my beautiful wife while Tim's at home with his blow up doll. You were probably at home with a bag of potato chips and
Your wife, what's his name?
Pardon me?
Your wife.
What was that?
What is his name?
Whose name? What are you talking about?
Your wife.
Cutting out.
Your wife. What is his name?
My wife's name is Tammy, a very beautiful young lady. You know, and Barry Kid has many beautiful women on his, you know,
Timmy?
Taking care of him every day.
Your wife's name is Timmy. Timmy.
You know,
your wife's name is Timmy. Like,
his name is
like,
Tammy.
We're talking like, or Tommy. Tommy. You said Tommy.
You know, Tim, yeah, you've met my beautiful wife.
She's a wonderful lady, but you know what they say, there's no accounting for tastes.
She obviously has the penis in that relationship. I'm going out on a limb and saying that Styles is definitely a bottom.
Again, whatever you want to fantasize about there, Spooge.
But there you go, Tim. That's why you aren't getting your $500. He's got to pay her every time she takes him out.
Alrighty then. Well, I'm not going to say anything about, you know, strap-ons or anything like that.
Well, I'm going to cut this call short here. It was nice, you know, Happy New Year's again to you, Spooge and Mace, Tim Stein, while you can go back to, you know, panhandling on Electric Avenue.
Yeah, you can keep trying with that. That's really good of you.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys, all the best to you guys in 2012, and Tim, in 11 days, I'm going to come there and kick that little greasy cum spot Asian's ass one more time. Then we get one step closer to putting my foot up Vinny Fever's ass.
Styles.
We'll see about that.
Styles, I have a question for you.
Go ahead there, buddy.
Does this sound like your wife's mating call?
That sounds like Tim Stein's ex-girlfriend.
Right.
Oh,
now, the other question is, does this sound like us hanging up on you?
Click. Sounded like it to me.
Can't go wrong with the classics.
Sounded like it to me.
Oh,
he's probably like fuming up in Edmonton right now saying, fucking cell service sucks. You know, because, well, he lives in Edmonton, and if you've ever been to, you know anything about Canada, then you know what I'm talking about.
Well, maybe if he got out from under the bridge that he lives under, he gets some decent reception.
I heard coughing in the background. I'm willing to bet his hetero or his homo life partner in Barricade was there again.
Yeah, and next thing you know, he's gonna go crying to Barricade. They made fun of me on the show, and then Barricade will call in and start talking.
I'm gonna have to make fun of Barricade.
And then he'll, you know, talk like, Barricade being the, you know, immovable object, but he'll, like, do irresistible force references and shit like that.
Meh. Mind you, those guys have a good chance of winning if, when this tag match happens, because I can tell you what, none of us will want to fucking try a cover on Barricade, because we just slide straight off.
There you go.
Dude!
Or fucking bounce! The dude's like a Royal Rumble. You can fucking throw people on him and they'll just bounce straight out over the top rope.
Dude, I've got a better idea. We just lay him flat on his belly and use him as a slip and slide.
Oh, gross, man. No, seriously, that's just gross.
And if we put him and Styles together, head to foot, we could have a double wide, double long slip and slide. It'd be like the coffin Undertaker made for Yokozuna.
Well, you guys are seeing the picture of Steven Styles flash up on Justin TV. He's the guy wearing the pink with the black T-shirt. As you can see, he's never met a cheeseburger he didn't like.
I would hate to see them in the last man standing.
I'm so glad that after all his boasting and all his running of the mouth and everything, talking about how he's going to take on Keishi Matsunaga and he's a little rice ball thing, how many times did we stump him?
Honestly.
I count like, at least 20.
Would you say your wife's name was Timmy? Tommy?
Oh my God! For those of you,
now Tim, is you better not give Spug and me the microphones when we get up there.
I can't believe I dropped a King Hippo reference.
That was classic.
I don't even know where that came from. That just kind of happened.
His picture, and it just happened.
Oh,
hilarious. So yeah, I just want to make mention every now and then on the picture rotation on Justin TV, you guys might be seeing this oversized foam rubber fist. It's called Uber Fist, and what that is, that's Canadian All Pro Wrestler's first sponsor. As a matter of fact, this is a pretty cool little thing. You slip it on your hand. It's got a handle on the inside, and Spud calls it the Hulk Fist. But as you take a look at it, you see you can fit your beer right inside the middle of the closed fist. These things, they're fun. They're just fun. You keep your beer in there or whatever you want to drink, hot or cold. It's going to keep whatever you're drinking hot if it's hot or cold if it's cold beverage. And as we see Rock get creative, drawing a circle on the image there. These things are a lot of fun. Uber Fist is now the official sponsor of Canadian All Pro Wrestling, and by extension, they will be sponsoring the Wild Talk Radio Network. But that being said, why don't we take our second break of the evening, guys?
Sure, I need to go and take a Steven Styles. Many of you go and take a shit.
Go take a Steven Styles. That's a good one. Okay, from now on, if you got to use the restroom, everybody. You have to go take a Styles. You're going to go take a shit or have a dump or whatever. You're having a Styles. You're taking a Styles. That's the new Wrestle Talk Radio thing, the new Wild Talk Radio Network catchphrase. Use it. We'll be back right after this.
The following is the resume of Tim Stein. The inventor of the light bulb. The creator of the internet. A professional grass waterer. And, of course, the real voice of wrestling radio. While only some of these things are true, what really is true is that Wild Talk Radio Network is part of the social media revolution.
Holy crap, dude!
And you can be too. How do you ask? It's simple. All you have to do is like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Aw, you guys doing that stupid Facebook stuff again?
And by following us on Twitter at twitter.com/Wild Talk Radio.
Kick ass, dude!
This is the way you can stay up to date on all things Wild Talk Radio. Do it today, or Tim Stein will chase you off your lawn.
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me.
Since 1996, Audio Wrestling has been getting in the ring as your definitive source for all your wrestling desires.
Interviews with some of pro wrestling's biggest stars.
Providing you with a wide selection of award-winning wrestling shows from past and present. Such as
Ministry of Slam,
Monday Night Mayhem,
In Your Head,
WrestleCast,
Sunday Night Showdown,
Wrestling News Live,
Between the Ropes,
RVD Radio,
WrestleCast,
and Wrestle Talk Radio,
and many others.
If you can't get enough Mad Mania, climb into the ring with
Audio Wrestling.
www.audiowrestling.com.
And check out all the real voices of wrestling radio.
Audio Wrestling.
Keeping you tuned in.
Since 1996.
This is the Ultimate Warrior! I am taking time from my job delivering pizza for Papa John's to tell all the little model warriors out there to tune into this radio program from the 7th Moon of Raxor in the Gaxan Galaxy called Wrestle Talk Radio. This show is on during the apex of the sun and the dark side of Saturn, otherwise known to the masses as Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time Zones. Or when the WWE or TNA pay-per-viewerships finish and the Warrior stands supreme over the fallen victims of X-Lax. So go, puny masses, and listen to the show, because the power of the Warrior commands you to do it. Now the Warrior needs to go and deliver this meat lover's pizza to the mortals that ordered it.
Hey, this is Jesse Neal, formerly superstar of TNA Wrestling, and of course, you are listening to Wild Talk Radio. And if you're not, and you're not going to join in, well, I'm definitely available to come by and punch you right in the face, so tune in.
And now you got to freak me out. Scream so loud, getting fucking laid. You want me to stay, but I got to make my way. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretches all down my back to keep me right on. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good I'm on top of it.
Let's talk right now, but I like this song. Hey, welcome back to WTR Sunday Night, a shoot the shit version of Wrestle Talk Radio. Hey, Heartbreak Mike in the chat room! Heartbreak Mike, represent! how you doing, Oreo? Why don't you call into the show and talk some shit?
Yeah,
because
you better call in. We have some things to discuss, original WTR Negro.
Yes, Jackie, that's your cue to call in, because this song was for you, you crazy bitch. The phone number, 267-297-1397.
You know what?
Or
hold
on Skype. Or hang on. Or on Skype. Skype to Skype. Skype, sir, rockin'. Go ahead.
If Jackie calls in, I'll even be a nice guy and apologize.
You'll play nice?
No. I'll even be a nice guy and apologize for being a douchebag to her.
Wow, that's weird. I mean, good
can
stuff.
We see if we get Blubbercade to call in?
You know, I was so...
I want to see what it was. I want to see the other half of Stephen Stiles' relationship.
I was so bored during Stephen Stiles' promo that I started playing World of Warcraft.
Wow.
All night, I haven't touched it.
During the break, you know, Rock's showing us photos of Barricade. And as I said in our little production chat, I'm going to have to buy a towel and a can of degreaser if I'm going to have to pin that guy for the 1-2-3.
Yeah, Spug, in the Skype chat that we're sharing, scroll up and you'll see I'm sending an image. You can.
I did. I got the image. I hit accept on it.
Really?
I did.
Well, redo it because I resent it.
All right, hold on.
Because the first one was just way too big. He was going to break the pipe. He was going to break
doing?
The pipe.
On the damn thing?
Oh, no, that's an internet term, you know, like you break your pipe. Because everything goes through a tube, right? It's a pipe.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
break the pipe at full size. We had to shrink them down.
Tim?
Yes, what?
If you have to explain the joke, it's no longer funny.
It
wasn't
funny.
Really a joke.
That's why I was amazed I cut the King Hippo reference. That still amazes me. It gives me a chuckle.
Out of all the references you could pull out, you pull out a goddamn
King Hippo
reference. And you know what the worst thing was? I had this image in my head of you punching Stiles in the gut, and all of a sudden his pants
dropping and his mouth opening up like he was taking Barricade's cock. Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Oh god. Either we're a bunch of sick individuals or we've just been hanging out too long.
That big donut hole in the center of his face. Yeah.
Oh,
fun times.
Yahoo!
Yay!
Hey, Tank! Don't let them hit me. By the way, Mace, still amazed that I never got that reference.
It only took you, what, 3 years?
4. Wait.
Idiot.
Wait, no, when did BC come out?
Oh, God.
Jackie Fice says that she seriously has to go. She's been on the DC UMM. What is that?
She's playing DC Universe
Online. DC Universe Online. It's a great game.
Oh, fuck. To hell with that. Just call in real quick and then go.
She's going to pee, then she'll call in.
Okay.
She's going to
pee. I think if she wants to hear me actually apologize.
If you follow the chat, she said she has to pee first and then she'll call in. And the other girl in chat room, Mike, he doesn't want to call in first.
2007 to answer your question, Spug.
Yeah, so it's 2012.
Years.
5 years didn't get that reference.
You're an idiot. Anyway, let's see if we can find something else to talk about that doesn't involve just you and I.
Randy Orton.
What about
it?
Reportedly out with a back injury for anywhere from 6 weeks to 6 months? What the fuck? Apparently he's saying he's pain-free right now, so.
That's because he's on drugs.
Well, there's a thing that you just pointed out. We saw something unverified last week that was posted as breaking news that he was actually suspended for a wellness violation. However, if that was actually the case, first off, there are three major websites that did not report it. Then those three that would have reported it had it been legitimate, number one. Number two, third strike, he would have been fired, would he not?
But it's Randy Orton. He can have like 8,000 strikes.
It's Randy Orton. I don't think you're firing him.
Maybe he did
honest.
Get a wellness violation and they're covering it up.
Okay, think about it like this. The three strikes you're out policy has been in effect. Jeff Hardy had what? 4? 5? And then he quit.
Yeah.
So, the main, the higher ups, or the higher guys in the card, they can do whatever the fuck they want as many times as they want, and they won't have anything put against them.
Hey, one question, guys. Did anybody burp after Styles got hung up on?
No, why?
Okay, because we had somebody listening texted me. He said, did you burp after your phone call with Styles? I said, fuck no.
No, no, that was just before Styles hung up. Somebody in the background burped.
Really? Did it sound like? Did it sound like that?
No.
No, it was like a long, long drawn out burp.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Might have been somebody at Styles' house.
Okay, so now I'm looking at a picture of Barricade, the giant road sign.
Yep.
First of all, dude, if you're listening, your gear looks like you belong on a construction site.
I just didn't know that garbage bags made ring gear.
Well, he has yellow diamond shapes with a black B on them. I would expect to see him on the side of the road directing traffic in those pants. Telling me to slow down, I was in a construction zone.
Detour this way. Detour this way.
I think everybody who has to work in a construction zone and direct traffic should wear an outfit like that.
Your boys are going to hate us, Tim.
Gonna? What do you mean, gonna?
We're going to be like the most popular people in the goddamn locker room.
Well, only with those guys and their cohorts. I'm pretty sure guys like Devine and Matsunaga and them will be more than happy to team up with you if they get the chance to.
I wasn't kidding about making it a three-way.
So.
You mean six men?
Six men.
Styles is Barricade has.
Maybe I'll make it a six-man elimination tag. How'd you like that?
Six-man elimination tag?
Yep.
Tornado rules.
I tell you what, we're going to do that. Let's go all out.
Okay.
And I'll throw this out there. And you and the booking committee at CAW can shoot it down or whatnot. Let's go all out. And we'll steal from those sons of bitches in Stamford, Connecticut. And we'll make it 5-on-5 elimination tornado rules.
Yeah, well.
10 men in the ring at once. It's going to be insane.
All over. No count out.
False count anywhere. Multiple referees.
Yeah, dude.
Well, you'd have to have multiple referees. My God, you guys.
Let's have some fun.
Well, I'll bring it up with the GM and we'll see what happens.
Because Mason and I really aren't names. You know, we're not.
Yeah.
We're just coming up to have some fun. So we'll throw this out there. Because I know they're probably going to be warring at this time.
Come on, Rock.
Rock, come on.
So Styles and Barricade will team up with Roadblock and Truck Stop.
A G.I. Joe? So here we go. I'll throw this out there. Here's my proposed team, right? Myself, Mace, Matsunaga, Johnny Devine, and then, oh my God, I forgot his name already. I feel bad because I literally was looking at something and forgot his name real quick. Johnny Fever.
Vinny Fever, formerly of Can-Am Wrestling, now my general manager.
Vinny Fever, Johnny Devine, Matsunaga, Mace, and myself.
Well, the thing is, Vinny Fever is retired. You guys brought up Kurgan earlier. He's retired because of Kurgan. Kurgan broke his back a few years ago.
Well, okay. All right, so we won't go that complicated.
We'll put Vinny Fever in our corner.
Yeah. We've already got offers of people wanting to come up and be our managers for this show, Spog.
Do we really? Who?
Yeah.
Jersey and Jackie Feist are already jumping up and down going, pick us.
Jackie Feist is actually going to come manage something I'm involved in? Is she on drugs?
Yeah, you promised to apologize and play nice.
I will play nice. That doesn't make me want. That doesn't make me wonder if she's on drugs. Just because I'm apologizing doesn't mean she likes me.
Well, they can come up and manage you guys, but it's on their dime.
Oh, this is going to end up being the most fucked up road trip ever.
Oh, and after that, then we can go to Banff and beat the hell out of a guy who's stalking a lady friend of mine.
You got to remember, I'm on a visa that's probably going to say I'm not allowed to get arrested.
Yeah.
Well, Tim, here's the thing. We're going to do it anonymously, right? So don't say anything out loud.
Tim.
By the way, let me know when we're coming back live.
Tim, I don't want to get arrested in Canada.
He just wants to get kicked out of Canada.
The likelihood I will be raped by somebody listening to Alanis Morissette and wearing flannel increases tenfold in a Canadian prison. I don't want that to happen to me.
I can't speak for Canadian prisons because I've never found myself in one, so...
You will after Spug and Mace arrive.
We have a dude, Mace and I have a plan to get kicked trip. Out of Canada. Like, that is our goal, is to get kicked out of Canada.
Well, it's going to be ten times easier for you, Spug, than it will be for Mace.
It's not just the fact that it's going to be Spug and I being kicked out of Canada. It's going to be Spug and I being kicked out of Canada and getting you kicked out, too.
Yeah.
Then we're going to take you down to Alan's place in Florida, leave you there. Then we're going to go and visit Omega and steal his Transformers collection before coming back to Spug's place.
Okay, you guys, no more talking about shit late at night on Skype when you're both drinking. That's just, no, that's it.
No, no, no.
You know what the worst thing is? We come up with these ideas sober.
That's frightening right there.
Sober.
That's just scary.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay, well, somebody burped.
I did. By the way, I'll make this public because I know they're listening, and this isn't a work. This is a shoot. It's legit. I can't wait to come up there and work with Barricade and Styles and anybody else because I've always kind of wanted to work in Calgary once to say I worked in the former land of Stampede just because of how big that promotion used to be. Okay. I legit can't do anything until at least June, July because I have a hernia that I have to go get surgically repaired in the next couple of weeks.
Well, we're actually aiming for July or August for that outdoor show. Now, that's legit. There is a vacant lot right behind Border Crossing. We can fit over 3,000 fans in there.
I don't know if you're going to draw 3,000, but, I mean, if you started now.
Are you kidding? With the response we've been getting at Border Crossing alone, we can get 95% of Forest Lawn to turn out. That's not going to be a problem. Trust me.
But I don't know how I'd feel about wrestling in front of 3,000 people.
we'd wind up. You see, we're actually in negotiations with a couple of big names, some of whom got their start here in Calgary, as a matter of fact, and a few. All of them at one point in time worked at WWE. That's all I'm going to say.
But no, honestly, like I legit cannot do anything until.
We're hyping this stuff up now, but I can't do anything till at least July, August when my tax return comes in, which is going to pay for my trip over there and back.
Well, that's no worries. That gives me enough time to figure out how to actually get this streaming live over the internet.
Because all I know, this is just going to be fun for me and Spug.
Yeah, we're going to we're looking forward to having fun with it. Like that's legit. You know, like
because the whole idea, like I posted
it was going to be me and Mace trying to work each other.
Yeah, which is now completely gone to the wayside. But I put up a status on Facebook saying, you know, I'm going to accomplish things in 2012, and you know that the haters are going to fucking hate me for. Dude, I'm nothing in Australia. I'm next to fucking nothing. I'm a guy who, if I'm lucky, I'll get maybe one match a year at this point in time.
Well, hell, maybe I should go down to Australia and start up the Australian leg of Canadian All-Pro.
No, you don't trust me. But, you know, I've had that many haters and people saying I'd never make something of myself. Just by setting foot in Canada and wrestling in Canada, all those haters now become below me.
Yeah. Well, see, what pisses me off is that every time I make headway and get better, you know, I quit smoking. I was happy with that. I lost weight. Happy with that. Started really understanding the craft of professional wrestling. And getting better at it. And then next thing I know, I think I have appendicitis and my doctor's telling me you have a hernia and are literally can't do anything until it's surgically repaired. And then after that, you can't do anything
until it's fully healed.
Strenuous for 6 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now Spug, I want you to say these words. I'm sorry.
Oh, I see her there. I was waiting for her to say hello.
Oh, I was waiting for my invite. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
How you doing, Jackie? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How's everybody?
We're having a great time.
Some of us are still drunk.
I was waiting for the little dick measuring contest we had earlier to be over. That was hilarious.
Look, I have a small dick. It just happens to be like 8 inches around.
I'm quite sure Styles can't find his without Barricade looking for it.
Well, hang on a second. I just got to let my referee know that, yeah, I'm here. Don't worry about it, ref.
Yeah.
By the way, ref, if you want to call in, you can call in any
time. Yeah, time is on the air.
Time's on the air. What time is it? It's time to talk to Jackie Feist. See how I did that? That was smooth.
I figure if we're going to have Spug and Mace in this match, and if we're trying to fit in as many people as possible, I heard multiple referees. So, Tim, I mean, you know you have to be involved somehow.
I'm the CEO,
damn it.
Well, yeah, but you have to be in the match. I mean, you're right in the middle of all this shit talking here. You can't not be in the match. If Jersey's girl's going to be involved somehow, you have to be involved somehow. Come on.
You know, Mace, I'm thinking we grab Tim, pull him in the ring, double slingshot suplex.
Sure, and you know what? We'll actually be nice to Tim.
Wait a sec. Only if you double slingshot me on top of either Styles or Barricade. I want a soft landing.
That's fine.
Well, we'll throw you on top of Styles. You'll actually get the soft landing and not bounce out of the ring. But what I was thinking is when we get the 1-2-3 on these guys, we'll even bring Tim into the ring and throw him and let him get the 1-2-3 over Styles.
That's
just for
fine.
The hell of it.
You think we could lift one of them up for a double slingshot suplex?
Well, hey, know. Guys.
Tim, got any cranes on hand? We're going to have an outdoor show, right?
If you're just recovering from a hernia surgery, I wouldn't recommend it, Spug.
Yeah, there you go. I'll see what we can do. Hey, guys, I want you to say hello to my referee.
Hello, poor bastard that's going to referee this thing.
Are you in a wind tunnel?
No.
Fix your microphone, goddammit.
I just wanted to make sure of one thing.
What?
I just want to make sure that both Miss Dania and Sexy Samantha know that I'm not going to put up with the crap that went on.
Oh, you're not still whining about both of them bitch slapping you at the last show, are you?
You look like a pedophile. You probably deserved it. Move on.
Hey, be nice to the referee.
He doesn't cut promos. He's a referee, Spud.
He's a referee. I don't have to respect him.
There you go, ref. What do you say to that?
Well, all I have to say is that if I don't get the respect that I need, then Mr. Logan Cross himself is going to show up ringside and make sure that things happen properly.
Listen, you bunch of hosers, you're going to respect the pinstripes in the ring, don't you know now?
Oh, my God. Don't tell me that you're expecting Mr. Logan Cross to be special enforcer for that match.
I think he may actually be making an appearance. And if you yell loud enough, you might be able to get him to come on the air.
Well, I figured like that right the two now? Of you were hanging out drinking beers together.
Because there's a phone number here who's not Jackie or you, Mr. Knucker Trucker.
No, we know. I know who that phone call is.
No, I know who that is. That's why don't we bring this other caller in? Go ahead, say who the hell you are.
I think everyone knows who I am. It's Heartbreak Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Oreo?
It's a body over here.
It's my favorite Negro.
What's up, guys?
By the way, are you going to learn to speak proper English in 2012?
Yes, I'm going to learn to speak proper English in 2012.
That was funny. Mike decided to put up on Facebook the other day, things is going to happen in 2012. You people don't know. And he's like doing like the Ebonics, you know, kind of black people speak. And my post to him was, so you're going to learn to speak proper English in 2012. And all of his friends found it hilarious.
It's fine. I mean, I was using my phone, so what can you do? Nothing.
You can type full fucking words. With proper grammar and spelling.
When you're on
too much work.
You have spell check on your phone. You have no excuse.
Oh, good lord.
He's gonna hang up.
No, I'm not. January 1st, 2012. Hey. Well, actually,
new year, new insults.
Yay! No, it's a new year, the same insults. It really doesn't change.
Oh, my God.
So,
Mike, you're on the line with Ciroc and the producer, Mace, Spug, myself, Jackie Feist, Feisty Jackie, and the referee for my wrestling show, Canadian All Pro Wrestling.
Sweet. What's going on, everybody?
Hey.
And this is my people that was on last night's show. And they actually called in. We didn't have to hunt these people down.
Yes, Calvin, Mike is a real black guy. I know he may not sound it, but yes, he really is black.
Yes, I have grape drinks in front of me right now.
He needs to come here to Calgary because I have a special bowl for him come April.
Oh, God.
I don't know if he has a very abolished slavery in Canada yet.
He has a special what for him come April?
I want you to get in there real deep, black boy.
No, that's disgusting.
Let me go get my sheet, my hood.
That's what you said.
Oh, okay, too far.
You sounded like, sir.
No, I'm used to this. But every time I talk to Spug, it's always like this, so it's no big thing.
But you know it's meant in fun, sir.
It is, because when I went to Ohio, he forewarned me of what was going to happen.
Yeah, you came to Ohio and didn't bother to fucking call me.
Okay, I apologize for that, okay?
But he was scared of getting lynched, for Christ's sakes.
No. He's like, I'm going to be in Ohio in a week. I'm like, call me. We'll hang out. Where are you going to be? Oh, this place called Broadview? I'm like, dude, that's 40 minutes from my house. We'll hang out.
See, yeah. That was my fault. I apologize.
Mike
that's
fucked
my fault.
Up. Mike fucked up. Bitch tits. Mike
no,
fucked
no, that's
up.
Styles and Barricade.
That's Styles. Okay, yeah.
You have to get the crowd chanting bitch tits. Oh, please get the crowd chanting bitch tits.
I told you I will do everything I can on January 12th to get the crowd chanting bitch tits when Styles comes out. And, man, that's going to surprise the fuck out of them if that happens.
Dude, do you know how hard I will be laughing? I don't think you understand, Tim.
So tell me, what's... Like, we know we got the CAW referee here. What's your actual name, dude?
Well, they call me Jimmy Cash.
Jimmy. Okay, so would you be willing to referee the match that we are trying to plan here?
I don't think he heard it.
Spug, myself, Stephen Styles, Barricade, and probably a couple other people.
I think we should just stick 3-on-3. 6-man tag. I like that better.
Think you'd be up for refereeing that?
I think it is definitely a possibility. We'll have to check with my manager.
You're a referee. Oh, wow. You don't have a manager.
Oh, he's talking about his woman, and oh my god.
Is she smaller than Stephen Styles and or Barricade?
She has bodacious tatas. That's all that matters.
Look.
Okay. Barricade. Right. Yeah. Damn, that is a fuck. You're making her a blush right now.
Listen, Barricade had bodacious back titties. You don't hear me talking about them, Tim.
Thank God for that. Thank God for that.
He did have them, though.
You don't need to bring it up. Please don't bring it up.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
So Mike,
now you can't get that mental image out of your head, can you?
No. Fuck, I hate you.
So, Mike, you called it for
and you know what the worst thing is? He makes them dance, too.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, gross.
Anyway, try to steer the ship. Mike, you called in for a reason. What do you want?
I mean, Happy New Year. Haven't talked to you guys in a while. You know,
Happy New Year.
Yeah, what the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
He's been hanging out in Street Corners.
Show.
That is one reason, and there's another reason why I have not been on. The only person that I will tell after the show is Tim, and Spud, I will tell you later.
Because him and this other co-host guy, they're having a relationship right now, and they don't want to. He doesn't want to bring out.
No. That's actually not it. I mean, I've been going through a lot of stuff, and I have knees, and I have a surgically repaired knee to prove it.
So you guys went at it really, really rough.
Listen, if you're down on your knees praying at the altar of JJ that much, perhaps you may want to stop.
I don't work for him.
Not him.
It's not that. It's that I've been working on another project. I have not been, you know, I've been out. All I'm going to say is that I'm back until probably the end of January.
You're back here? What?
No. I'm coming back to listening. You know, I'm going to be on and off. I'm going to call in sometimes, and then I won't be able to because I'm kind of doing other things in Baltimore. So that's all I can tell you.
Uh-huh.
Right. You know, parole officers only let him off.
And actually, Tim and Spug, you'll actually be surprised. Well, Tim, you won't be surprised. You'll just
Did
be
you
like,
find yourself a woman?
I've been found that.
Is she gorilla-like like you?
No. No.
Okay.
I've been working on a project, and I kind of like doing my project. So, it's on YouTube, so I'll send it to you, Tim, as soon as I get off the phone. And then...
Okay.
Yeah. Bug, you'll find out sooner or later.
Alrighty, then.
All right, have fun. Bye-bye.
We're all waiting for him to hang up here.
Or Rock to hang up on him. One of the two.
It sounded like he was actually hanging up on himself, but apparently he didn't. So.
Nah, I'm still here.
He told you. Not anymore, you're not.
Okay, can we eliminate the referee now, too?
Oh.
Oh. I don't know. I was thinking the referee could do the great debate with us.
No!
Oh. Okay.
Bye! Okay.
It wasn't adding anything to the conversation. We could barely understand him anyhow.
Yeah, how's that for us?
I have a management.
Alright, don't do that. We already had... No, it sucks when it's legit, dude. Come on.
Not everybody can afford the $20 headphones like we do. But except for Jackie, she's got the fancy Turtle Beach headphones.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
My grandmother wanted to buy me Beats by Dre headphones for Christmas.
Why?
I was like, Grandma, no!
Aren't they like $100?
They're $285.
Oh my god. And you said no?
Yeah! I was like, Grandma, no!
He can do a lot of things with $285.
No shit!
That's a lot of time with the hookers.
Dude, I have to admit, I'm spoiled. If someone wanted to buy me $285 headphones, I'd be like, okay.
That's a lot of minty balls! I don't think you understand how many minty balls $285 will buy.
I think you're probably right.
I'm not even gonna think about you talking about minty balls.
Primrose Candy Company, holiday mint balls.
See, and here it is, folks, meant to be getting healthy.
That's my one vice. Leave me alone. How many bottles of water did I drink on the phone with you last night? Shut up.
I'm currently sitting somewhere in around the 3-liter range for water just in this episode alone.
Right. I really don't drink any pop anymore. I'm drinking tons of water. I don't smoke. I'm eating healthy. If my one vice is hard peppermint candy, I don't think I'm doing that bad.
Big poofy balls. Alrighty then.
Oh.
Big poofy balls.
Yes, Omega, thank you.
Even when he's not here, he makes an appearance.
It's in his contract.
Mm-hmm. I see.
He's too good for us now.
It's kind of like Johnny Carson on the old Tonight Show, you know, and I had to work three nights a week. The fourth was a rerun and the fifth was the guest host.
Anyway, Spug was supposed to apologize.
I was supposed to apologize for being a douchebag. And so, therefore, Jackie Feist, I apologize for being a douchebag.
Thank you. Okay.
It sounds like you kind of sort of caught her off guard there, Spug.
When he said that, I came on thinking, no way. So I don't want to be the bitch here, so...
Then don't.
I'm not being a dick and being sarcastic. I'm being deadly serious.
Okay.
I'm being genuine. I'm sorry for being a douchebag.
It's just to show I am completely speechless.
Nobody's ever heard Spug say that he's sorry for being a douchebag ever, so we're all a bit stunned right now.
And now I feel bad because I know that Mace is probably going to, like, record that and, like, play it off on him at a time when he really doesn't want it played.
I'm not the clip guy here.
Or, I'm sorry, Rock, I'm sorry.
It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Just like the Tim is right sounder doesn't bother me. Shit doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. We had a misunderstanding over opinions, and we both took it too far. I probably took it in excess, so I apologize for being a douchebag.
I'm a stupid American.
Still that does not happen very often.
But that you're speechless or that Spug apologizes?
Whoa.
I think it's tied.
I mean, granted, I've not known Spug very long, but I personally cannot remember the last time I was speechless.
I've not known you that long, Jackie, but I cannot remember a time when you shut the hell up.
Oh!
Jeez! You go from one person being a douchebag to another. What the fuck?
What, we're not playing that game?
Damn it!
I know, but we all got called a bunch of assholes by the ref.
No, you better be able to hold your own around here, so I'm good.
That's the ref, so.
I don't care. He's going to bump anyway.
Who, the ref?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to kick him in the jimmy.
Hey, he got bitch slapped not once but twice, both by Miss Danya and Sexy Samantha at the last show, so. He was not expecting either one of them. It was hilarious.
Mace, if you're in the ring during our match and you just hear me yell, kick him in the jimmy from the corner, please do not bust up laughing.
Do you realize that some of the shit that Spug and I can come up with, I don't know how we're going to survive this match without fucking bursting into fucking laughter every 5 minutes.
I still want to do the Tic Tacs and the flaming tables. I want to do those.
No, that won't be happening at the bar. No Tic Tacs allowed.
Fail! Why can't we bring out Tic Tacs?
Tic Tacs, Tim. Tic Tacs.
Yeah, I know. Flaming tables allowed in the bar, not Tic Tacs.
Flaming tables. It'll be red hot with these flaming tables.
Exactly.
Get it?
Tim?
Gotta remember, Spug and I are professionals.
Shit's so much funnier when you guys realize I know what's going on, and...
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. No.
Yes, I do! Fuck off!
I don't think you quite understand.
I don't think you quite understand.
We're gonna make a candy company very rich before we fly up there. I just want to see U.S. Customs when we try to cross the border.
With all of those red hots or hot tamales?
With all the red hots and Tic Tacs.
And what are these for? You don't want to know.
It's a wrestling show. Yeah, that's it. Right. What are you guys really doing with all this stuff?
Let's just say it involves a midget, a sheep, a cliff, and a donkey. And
okay, that's it. Turn around.
We're just going to leave it at that.
No, we pull up to the border with them, and they check it out. It's like, okay, what are these? These are Canadian drugs. We're taking them back home. So if you suddenly get a phone call, Tim, that Spug and I are in prison, that means we've been a smartass to the border guard.
Yeah, Canadian drugs. You've obviously never heard of magic mushrooms or smoked Canadian reefer. Oh, my God.
We got magic mushies down here, man.
Yeah, they're not BC magic mushies.
If you just hear a voicemail that just says, bail us out.
Bring bail money. Wait a minute. Green. I was going to bring that anyway.
Yeah, we're already saving up bail money, mate. That's...
When you have to budget bail money into your travel expenses,
you're in for a good time. There you go. Hey, guys, do you want to keep Jackie on for the Great Debate?
Do we have to do the Great Debate this week?
Oh, Rock figured we could blow through the rest of round one.
How many we got left in round one?
Six matches.
One, two, three, four. Yeah, six.
That's fine.
I was going to see if we could do a fancy dancy round table.
We don't have
no intro.
Da 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 da.
With no intro.
Intro.
Da 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 da. There you go, 2012 version.
I don't even need to play the clip, but well, anyhow.
This would be the round table. Fancy dancy round table. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
But we have a call.
Oh, we've got a caller.
Nobody cares.
Hey, caller, say it and win. What was song number 12?
I don't know.
Fail.
What's going on,
correct,
guys?
I don't know is the song. You win whatever
nothing.
The hell Tim decides to send you.
Yeah, and that's nothing
all.
Because I haven't got it yet.
There it comes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The answer is super... That's okay. Her money for the shirt she bought me is still sitting in an envelope right next to Omega's hat.
I'm starting to feel less bad all the time.
I'm not even joking. It's sitting right here. Addressed, stamped, sealed.
I do have a question, though, because I saw that picture of that pink guy with the green guy. I want to know, what were they doing in the back of a closet?
That's not the back of a closet. They were in the kitchen.
They were
in the kitchen?
And Styles had eaten the guy in green's dinner.
Oh.
Okay. It's a fat guy in a kitchen. What do you think he's doing? In a kitchen.
Scouting where to put the bed.
Yeah, you see, the closet's behind him. So.
That's where Barricade is.
In the closet. Okay, right. I just don't need to be... Okay, never mind.
I think I have to destroy the audio of this show.
Yeah, maybe.
Tall shit. Best show ever.
Tom Cruise is in the closet, and now I'm in the, with the closet with him too. And I'm gonna pull out my gun!
Oh my gosh.
I only have one question. How the fuck are we gonna top this?
dear God.
I don't know.
God cannot help you now. You're so, yeah.
God's never had anything to do with this.
Are we going to have a WTR year-end awards again like we did last year?
Maybe.
Can we nominate this show for show? This episode of WTR.
It can't. Well, this is technically 2012. It wouldn't be for 2011. You have to wait another whole year.
Bats.
No.
So we'll still be talked about this show in a year.
Nobody will give a fuck about this show in a year. Nobody.
Oh, come on. You apologized.
You know how often that happens? That happens more often than people think. I'm not that big of a dick.
Yeah, but Spug, how often does it happen without a court order?
You know what, sir? You raise a valid point.
I'm catching hell here. Oh, my God.
I will say touche. What are you catching hell for?
They have a problem. The number is 267-297-1397.
Yeah, there's a certain...
What?
There's a certain somebody who's listening who apparently I embarrassed. I don't know why she's embarrassed. She should be proud of the fact that they're bodacious. And I don't understand what, I can notice them, but I can't mention them? Bullshit.
Oh, listen. Hold on. This one...
Don't even know.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. But... Yeah. Now you know how we feel, damn it.
Listen, I'll just say this. They're titties. You've seen one pair, you've seen them all, and I've probably seen better on a porn.
Yeah, but those are fake.
Doesn't matter.
I gotta agree with that. I'm sorry. But
they're encased in a real body. That's close enough.
Pretty much what every man says when he notices them. I don't, you know, and his girlfriend is like, you know, those are fake, right? Who the fuck cares? That's the response, dude.
Great, this poor girl's probably gonna go shoot herself now. It's gonna be my fault.
Oh, she's not gonna shoot herself. She's gonna smack her boyfriend.
She's gonna get out of a job.
She's gonna smack her boyfriend, which means I'm gonna be in trouble.
Yeah. You'll live.
Probably.
Fuck. All right, we did
have something going here.
The round table.
Hold on.
Watching snowfall.
Hold on, Jersey girl, you called in. What do you want?
I just wanted to talk. That's all.
Oh well.
Out? I was bored enough.
Give us a topic to talk. You know, if you want to talk, bring.
We're doing the round table.
We didn't have a round table question. I'll give you a question.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
Can I talk for the round table?
The round table question actually comes out of a small conversation that Spug and I had last night.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember what it was, Spug?
God damn it, I thought you remembered.
I think it was something about who was the better talker.
Yes, better talker. Dusty Rhodes, Roddy Piper, Ric Flair.
Roddy Piper.
Flair.
Yeah, Flair.
Roddy Piper. He's less repetitious than Flair.
And Mace, what was our answer?
Dusty Rhodes, baby.
Because you can make fun of his voice. Okay.
Piper and Flair both had the look, the ability, and could talk in the ring. Dusty has ability. It's not great. If you're watching wrestling, Dusty Rhodes is just kind of a big blob that moves around the ring.
In yellow polka dots.
In yellow polka dots.
If you will.
If you will. Let me tell you something, Daddy. This Saturday night at the Omni.
Yeah,
anyway.
Stop.
Dusty Rhodes was probably probably the greatest talker, because he had to have something that set him apart from anybody, and that was his. It was talking.
How many people were ever freaked out by him calling other guys daddy?
You listen to Dusty Rhodes cut a promo, and, like, his promos are 100% genuinely believable. Mm-hmm. I listen to Flair talk, and I know it's a promo. I listen to Piper talk. I know it's a promo. I listen to Rhodes talk. It's legit.
My question to you, Spug, is have you ever... Do you know Dusty Rhodes is on Twitter now?
Yeah.
I have to follow Dusty Rhodes on Twitter.
Dude, he's so out there on Twitter. It's like he just will come up with something so out of left field, it's not even funny.
But it is funny.
It is funny. It's fucking hilarious. It's just you have to... It's like... I don't even know how to describe it. It's so out there. He can't spell for shit. So it just comes out hilarious.
I want to get Kamala on Twitter.
Didn't you have problem with...
with my Kamala action figure?
Yeah.
I'm having the same problem today.
And you can follow Dusty Rhodes on Twitter at DustyWWE.
DustyWWE. Yeah.
So, Brock, you know how Kamala had his foot amputated, right?
Uh-huh.
I have the Legend Series action figure of Kamala.
Oh, God.
And it doesn't want to stand up. The one foot is broken.
Oh.
I'm not even kidding.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at that, but that's just funny.
I'm not doing it on purpose. Like, I'm legit, it doesn't want to stand up.
I'm easily amused tonight.
I'm easily amused all the time.
Yes, we know.
Shut up, Brock!
Alright, we'll leave everyone on the air. Want to do the great debate?
Yes, quick tweet. Sure. I want to go to sleep.
The bell has sounded for this week's great debate.
For the last few weeks, I come out here and I sit here and listen to you spend your little nursery rhymes about Jabroni Avenue or Know Your Role Boulevard. You better get your ass serious because Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to take his ass to Philadelphia, check right in to the SmackDown Hotel, roll right in to room 316 and burn that son of a bitch to the ground.
You know the crowd just came from the bathroom. You should have smelled what The Rock was cooking. I ain't thinking. You should have smelled what The Rock was baking.
Now step into the ring with us for this week's great debate.
We'll save our main event question till the end, but the first one up is Honky Tonk Man vs. Jake Roberts taking on CM Punk against Jeff Hardy. Jersey Girl, you're up first.
Alright, which one am I going for? Like, what bet? What is like, the best match?
It's the best. It's best the greatest feud of all time. Honky Tonk Man vs. Jake Roberts going up against CM Punk vs. Jeff Hardy feud.
Well, come on, we've only been doing this great debate for the last 6 months.
I haven't been here. I have to go usually after midnight. I'm just on because I have off tomorrow.
Excuses,
I would say
excuses.
Yeah, whatever. I would say, because I don't remember the Honky Tonk versus Roberts feud, I would say basically CM Punk versus Jeff Hardy.
I'm going to say Spug. Mace.
I'm probably going to go Honky Tonk and Roberts. Because the Jeff Hardy one I've seen done better. Like, all that was a rehash of CM Punk versus Raven in Ring of Honor. And I'm sorry, I'd rather the original over the rehash any day.
Yeah, and the rehash didn't involve an awesome dog collar match.
And it didn't involve CM Punk ending up having to down a whole bottle of Jack Daniels. Anyway.
This is true.
Jackie?
I'm going to go with Honky Tonk Man and Jake Roberts. It was always just fun just to watch him mindfuck anybody. I mean, I loved watching him scare people and just freak people out. I'm going to go with that one, definitely.
Spug.
Honky Tonk Man and Jake Roberts. because, yes, the original wasn't nearly, or the rehash wasn't nearly as good as the original. Like I said, that dog collar match between Punk and Raven was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Tim?
Robert's Honky Tonk, because it was Jake Roberts and the Honky Tonk Man.
All right, next one up. Greg the Hammer Valentine takes on Roddy Roddy Piper. They take on Kurt Angle against John Cena. We'll start with Jackie this time.
I'll go with Angle and Cena.
Any reason?
Well, when it comes, I really liked Angle's work until he went to TNA, and then I kind of lost him because I don't really watch it. But I've always just really enjoyed watching Kurt Angle as a performer. So, I mean, just any reason, any excuse to watch him was always good enough for me.
Tim?
Valentine Piper. Classics rule.
Jersey Girl.
Oh, my gosh. I remember the Angle Cena thing. Just for the fact that they try to have Angle rap was funny as hell. So
oh,
I
yeah.
That.
I completely forgotten about that.
Yeah, I come back to the interview, I'm like, wait. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the one where he rapped. Okay, yeah. I was like, yes, I'll definitely go with that one.
Mace?
I'm going to have to go with Angle and Cena only because I actually remember that feud. That's about it.
And Spug?
I will go with... I'm going to go with Valentine and Piper. That was a fantastic feud. Both could talk. Both had a dog collar match that is still a benchmark match that everybody looks at when they look at the history of the NWA and WCW at Starrcade 83. So that's my feud.
Well, Angle and Cena move on.
That's fine. I'm not gonna bitch.
I'm just putting it out. Just letting everyone know.
Warrior should have won. The sham.
We're gonna get to that in a minute. Next one on the list: Kurt Angle against Edge taking on Samoa Joe against Kenta Kobashi.
Oh, Spooch!
Spug.
Kenta Kobashi, Samoa Joe. Kurt Angle's feud. Kurt Angle only had, honestly, 2 to 3 great feuds in my opinion, and one of them wasn't with Edge. Samoa Joe and Kenta Kobashi had a series of matches that started out as a feud and ended up just as mutual respect. Do you remember, Mace? Because I know, I'm pretty sure Mace will remember this. He's watched ROH like I have at times. The, just the chop fest the two of them had in the center of the ring, 3/4 of the way through that match.
Was that match 2?
I think it was match 2.
Joe Kobashi 2?
Yeah.
All I can remember is, Joe, yeah, I'm gonna leave my comments when I actually get brought up for this.
But yeah, like, Joe chopped Kobashi once, Kobashi chopped him back, and it literally, 5 minutes of the match, was the two of them just bam, bam, and like, you didn't need any psychology for that, because the sound alone drew the crowd in, and it amazing, amazing. That's my vote.
Hashtag Nascator.
Hashtag what?
I believe that was Jackie's
That's
cue.
That's Jackie's cue.
Oh, sorry, Mascator. Yes, yeah. You're right. I'm sorry. You know what? To be completely honest with you, I didn't see the Samojo one, so I guess I would just have to go with Angle and Edge by default, because unfortunately, I didn't see that.
That's fine. Jersey.
I actually have in my hand the Joe versus Kobashi DVD right now of Yamada.
Oh!
And
oh.
I
just came
it.
Up my keyboard again. Oh.
Clean up, aisle 5.
But yeah, it was an incredible match. And I'm not sure if It just says Joe versus Kobashi, so I'm not sure if it's the one with the whole thing that you were talking about, Spug. Was it the one in New York? I have it in my hand right
that's
now.
That's one, I think.
One was in New York.
Yeah. That's the one I'm looking at right now, and it was incredible.
Yeah, because they named both events after the match.
Yeah, because, I mean, I actually want to actually put it in and watch it again, because it was the most incredible match I've ever seen. I'm thinking, oh my gosh. But yeah, that's my vote.
Timmy, what you got?
Joe Kenta.
Let's see, he's simple two words, Mace.
Simply because I enjoyed it more. Thank you.
Mace.
Yeah, Joe versus Kobashi, definitely. amazing series of matches between those guys, and I can remember what.
What did they end up at, Mace? Three?
I can't remember. I think there was three. There was the original, then they did a second, a back to back. And I remember seeing at the end of one of the matches, Joe sitting there, his chest is brown, purple, green, blue, pink, orange.
That's matched.
Every color under the sun. And he just looks at the camera and goes, I want to do it again.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you are fucking insane. And I love it.
That is before TNA got a hold of Joe and made him into the pussy that he is now.
No.
First year and a half in TNA, he was a monster.
No.
Then they fucked him over.
If you see Joe wrestle on the indie circuit, like, he still gets the Joe's gonna kill you chance.
I can imagine he does. I'm just saying, like, in TNA, it's like, not even worth, I was like, what did they do to Joe?
They castrated him.
Yeah, I mean. I was like, yeah. Seriously, they could have been a lot better with Joe.
Joe versus Kobashi. Epic! For indie wrestling, definitely.
Indeed! Alright, let's hurry up, move this along.
Alright, we got three more matches to get through, here we go. Roddy Piper takes on Hulk Hogan, and he goes up against Bruiser Brody, going up against Abdullah the Butcher.
Fuck me!
Oh god.
Alright, I will take this one and go first.
Okay.
Abby versus Bruiser Brody was probably the feud that defined WCCW. And wrestling in the South in general for a good long while. Piper Hogan, though, is a feud that transcended two companies and for what ever reason, there's no respect from Hogan given to Piper for what Piper did for Hogan's career. That to me is the better feud because of how many times Piper went out there with Hogan and made Hogan look like a million bucks.
Okay. Jackie.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I watched some of those matches just recently, actually. They did really well. Piper, I have to agree, Piper really sold Hogan there. I'll definitely, definitely, definitely go with that. That's so ironic that you asked that. Definitely Piper and Hogan.
Jersey girl.
Yeah, the same. I saw some of the clips of Piper versus Hogan. I was floored. So, yeah, definitely the same reason.
Maze?
Yeah, I'm going along with the general consensus, Piper Hogan. There are probably a handful of feuds that transcend companies. You know, Flair Savage has gone from WWF to WCW. You got Piper Hogan's done the same, and you've got Flair Hogan doing the same. And any feud that they are willing to continue in another company, and reference the history, I'm all for it.
Tim?
When was the last time, or name any other time, anybody has done as much as was accomplished without actually getting his hands on the title? And making basically the hero of the piece vilified more than was originally expected, and as May said, transcend wrestling companies.
Yes, so you're going Piper Hogan.
Piper Hogan.
Unanimous. Yep. Now this one I hope is not unanimous. Okay. Here we go. In one corner, it's Hulk Hogan against the Macho Man, Randy Savage. In the other corner, it's Raven versus the Sandman.
Oh,
son of a bitch!
Oh, God. Oh,
son of my gun.
And this is just
I'll go first.
And this is just a semi-main event tonight. Still have one more.
Okay, I'll go first. Fine. Hogan, Macho Man was epic. Definitely a feud for the ages, but it was top 40. It was pop. It was bubblegum. Raven Sandman, that was the dirt. That was the grit. I'm going Raven Sandman.
Jackie.
Oh, I have to go their way. I have to go Hogan Savage. I mean, that was one of the greatest feuds of all time, watching the Mega Powers bust up, especially since I was neither a Hogan or a Savage fan. Just loved that personally. But honestly, sentimental favorite, Hogan and Savage.
Jersey.
Oh my gosh, this is a hard choice. I've seen both feuds. I would say more towards the Raven Sandman feud, because that just obviously involved, you know, Sandman's wife and his kid. I mean, one with Savage and Hogan only involved Miss Elizabeth,
and that was really personal. That was personal too.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely personal, but I would think it would be more personal just for the fact they could have dealt with it a little bit longer than they have, but I don't know. I'm just going with Raven Sandman because it was more entertaining wise. Because you're like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next?
Curious, Bug.
Hogan Savage is one of those feuds that doesn't get enough credit for things that it helped to inspire and create down the road. However, Sandman and Raven gets absolutely no credit for the things that it helped inspire and create and allow to happen down the road. That feud is a feud that defines both of those wrestlers' career. You cannot mention Raven or Sandman without mentioning that feud and incidents that happened. The crucifixion incident that Kurt Angle was there for and ultimately didn't sign with the company. The dozens of people involved in the feud with Raven and Sandman, Sandman's wife, Sandman's son. Like, that feud was absolutely amazing. The psychology was fantastic, and it had people wondering if it was legit or not, and I have to go with that feud.
Hmm. I thought you would have gone the other way. Mace.
Flexbug said Savage and Hogan doesn't get enough credit for what it created. But the thing is, that was the foundation, and Raven Sandman perfected that type of storyline, that type of manipulation with Peaches and Tyler and, Yeah, the crucifixion is the main moment that everybody remembers from that feud, but there are other moments in there, like, you know, you have Sandman's son in the ring with his father, and after all this thing, you're thinking it's over, and his son runs up to him, gives him a hug, this big heartfelt moment, only to have Raven come out of the crowd and take down Sandman, and all of a sudden hearing Tyler turning around to his father and going, "I don't love you anymore, Daddy, I'm with Raven now."
Ouch.
And then doing the, you know, Raven
and
pose.
And doing the Raven pose.
Oh my God.
This is taking emotions to insane levels that you will never see in wrestling again. You had people questioning what the fuck was going on behind the scenes, because these guys kept making it look more and more like a real life manipulation drama. And yeah, it paid off. It drew people to the product, and it made people turn around and go, ECW is a place to watch. They are trying to push the envelope. And that's what they did with this feud. They pushed that envelope. And yeah, definitely going to have to pick this one over Hogan and Savage.
Can I also mention, for the fact that I just remember that when he brought that up, I was at a WWF pay-per-view. I was at Mind Games when the first ECW invasion happened. And we saw them in the parking lot. We went over and we saw Sandman in the van, and we asked Dreamer if we can get Sandman to come out. And he's like, no, because that thing was just going on with his wife and son. He's like, yeah, he's not in the mood. Don't let him come out. You don't want him to come out. It's not in the mood. So, I mean, it was definitely, like, bringing it more to real life of, like, nah, his wife just kind of dumped him type of thing.
Yeah.
I think Sandman was drunk. Anyway.
Well, that too.
He probably would have been stoned out of his fucking gourd, to be honest. Yeah. The dude's a fucking dickhead, but...
Well, yeah, I mean,
But I'll give Sandman this. I got a chance to meet Sandman. He's a fucking douche. But I will give him credit. He will go above and beyond to pull off kayfabe, like with the family stuff. Also, when like he took fire to the eyes and he stayed at home, wouldn't answer
for
the door for a month. And any time he went out, he had the patches and the cane out. You know, dude is as much of a douchebag as he is. I will give him credit for what he was able to do back in the day.
There you go for that one. And finally, Hulk Hogan against the Ultimate Warrior takes on Stone Cold Steve Austin against The Rock.
You know what? I want to go first on this one. Hogan Warrior wasn't so much... I mean, it was a monumental match, and it was a short feud. The match meant more than the feud did in the long run. But with Rock and Austin, like, those two had so many moments in match. It's kind of like a baby version of Shawn and Brett, that without one, I don't think the other is nearly as possible, because you have to have an antithesis of what you are to go against. And for everything that Austin was, down-to-earth, gritty, blue-collar, The Rock was flashy and glitzy and in-your-face, you know, in a negative way.
So, Austin Rock?
Yes.
Jackie?
You know what, to be honest, I'm going to go with Hogan and Warrior, just because personally there was, I mean, the Austin and Rock feud, at least in my opinion, was like through almost the entirety of the Attitude Era, I kind of got tired of watching. My biggest complaint about the Attitude Era is that it was the same few people all the time, and there was just a whole lot of The Rock and Austin to go around, I thought. It kind of, for me, got played out after a while. I agree that the Hogan and Warrior one was short, but I mean, we're always going to be talking about their match at WrestleMania, so I'm going to go with Warrior and Hogan.
You're just mad because Kane lost to Stone Cold Steve Austin in a day. Don't give me that. Don't give me that. Let's go with Jersey Girl.
Yeah, I agree with Spug. I mean, the whole... I really don't remember, like, the whole Hogan and Warrior feud. I mean, I don't... It was kind of like, here, we're going to put you in WrestleMania, and you're going to... I mean, I don't even remember what they were fighting about, honestly. So, the thing with Stone Cold and The Rock, it was, like, more like... I don't know. It felt more epic. It felt more like, okay, this is what we're going to do, and Stone Cold's going to come back, and, you know, I mean, it was everything known to man of happening right there. So that's why I'm going for Hogan, sorry, for Austin and Rock.
Tim.
I'm deciding.
Oh, God.
Hogan Warrior was ultimately too short of a feud. It was well done. It was perfectly executed. But the one thing, you know, aside from the fact that it was just a tiny itty-bitty thing, the one thing that sticks in my mind when they finally had their match, I got the feeling that Hogan was too proud to actually completely do the job. The thing that sticks in my memory is him getting his shoulder up just as three was counted.
Just as three was counted, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's like, no, what the fuck? You just ruined the perfect feud by doing that, by the fact you agreed to do the job, however, your fucking ego wouldn't let you do the job without making it look like you were, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's Hogan.
That, mm-hmm. You know, that pretty much spoiled that one for me. Austin Rock, yeah, sure, you know, a very limited number of spots in the Attitude Era, but they didn't need more than what they had. And what they gave us was awesome. And, you know, like, look at the ratings back then. That proves it. Austin and The Rock.
Mace.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not going to base this off
the actor,
the feuds or anything like that. I'm actually going to base this on how bad these feuds went. And I'm surprised nobody remembers either of the bad spots in this one.
I do. WrestleMania 19.
Thank you. Austin coming back as the face and at WrestleMania 19 embraces The Rock and then starts singing songs to Vince McMahon and
17. Yeah,
some of the most stupid career ruining skits I have ever seen in my life.
Can I interject?
What?
WrestleMania 17.
WrestleMania 17, it wasn't 19, 17.
Yeah. Okay. I knew it was one of them. It was one of those ones. But, yeah, it was some of the most stupid shit, and I was a big Austin fan at the time, and any time he'd come on TV, I'd change the channel.
Oh, wow.
No, it couldn't have been
that's 17. That's how bad it got. 18 was the Hogan... No, it was 19.
It was 19. 17, Austin turned heel. That was the two-man power trip with him and Triple H. 18 was Rock Hogan and Austin Scott Hall. 19 was the last hurrah of Rock and Austin, and it was awful.
Yeah.
But you're talking about how during Steve Austin turns heel, correct?
At 17, yeah.
At 17, is that what Mace was going for, right?
No, he's talking about at 19...
Where he embraced The Rock and Vince McMahon.
At the end of the match, he gave Rock and McMahon a hug.
Yeah. Two-man power trip was done really well.
Wait, yeah. Rock and Austin never hugged at the end of 19. Rock
yeah,
laid,
they did.
No, they didn't. Rock laid him out with a rock bottom. Steve right. Austin lay there. Rock went over to him, said something, and then left. There was no embrace.
You're mixing up. All right.
I think we're all mixing up everything.
Yeah. 17.
But all I can remember is after that, where they went to continue the feud and everything, and all I remember is Austin playing guitar, trying to be buddy-buddy with Vince McMahon.
And that was with Kurt Angle in 2001 Angle. During the invasion, WrestleMania 17.
Yeah.
I was right.
That I didn't like. Yet, okay. On the other hand...
19 was still awful.
We're not talking about that.
Okay, yeah, now let's jump over to the other feud.
Can we talk about the trapdoor?
I was getting that. The One Warrior Nation, the trapdoor incident, seeing Hogan seeing the Warrior in the mirror, and even though we could all see it at home, Eric Bischoff couldn't see shit. And just really, really bad, bad, bad skits. But all said and done, even with all the badness that you add in with both feuds, I'm going to go more for Hogan Warrior only because when they first locked up, and even when they locked up again in 98, people were excited about that. People were over Austin and The Rock when they, by the time the feud ended. People still wanted to see Hogan Warrior, even, you know, nearly 10 years after the fact. So, yes. Who won tonight, Rock?
Steve Austin and The Rock moved on that one. Piper and Hogan moved on. Jake and Honky Tonk Man moved on. Angle and Cena moved on. Raven Sandman and Samoa Joe and Kenta Kobashi. I believe that ends round one. Round two begins maybe next week.
And how many months will that take? It only took us 6 months to get through round one.
So it's half the matches. It might take three.
If we're lucky.
If we're lucky. I might, you know, if we do more than, you know, two, we can get through it. But the whole point of this one is to, you know, have content for a while. Thank you, Jersey Girl, for calling in.
You're welcome. Is anyone going to ask or answer my little question in the...
Yes.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
All right. Bye.
Oops, sorry.
Right in the middle of her goodbye.
Wow, Rock, you are a bastard.
I know, I'm an asshole. Thank you, Jack.
We get to do the same to you too, Jackie.
Yeah. But we're going to be nicer to Jackie. Plug something, Jackie.
Oh, God. Okay, well, and Rocky, I'm with this. blogs.pkissyjournal.com/underthering. Every Friday, I do a recap of SmackDown for the Poughkeepsie Journal, third oldest newspaper in the country, and I also do Triple Talk Wrestling Radio every 2 weeks at thehistoryofwwe.com.
And follow her on Twitter at Jackie Vice. Thank you for joining us.
Yes. Bye.
See, we were nice.
Hurry up, I want to go to bed.
I have one question for you. What's the one lasting memory of 2011 in pro wrestling for all three of you? It's the one thing that sticks out the most that you'll remember from this year.
The photo after TLC of Zack Ryder, Evan Bourne and Kofi, Beth Phoenix, Punk and Danielson standing there with the belts. And Rhodes. Because that to me is the new blood of wrestling. And they're finally, and Vince, I think, is finally getting over himself that not all your wrestlers have to be 6'5" and 280 pounds.
Mace?
Mine is summed up in one photo. Basically, CM Punk sitting on the railing, blowing a kiss to Vince McMahon as he was taking his title away from his company at the time. It was the time when we actually had a moment where everything was kayfabed. Despite what happened afterwards.
Right.
And beautifully done.
Yes. Now, where's our goddamn ice cream bars?
Come coming.
And our wrestling buddies, Mace.
Oh my god, I want a wrestling buddy. Series 1 better have Natalya in it. With the extra padding.
We were so good. We were going to start the new year without a Natty's Titties joke. And no, it didn't happen.
We
got bullshit.
So close. Tim, your lasting memory of 2011 in pro wrestling?
It ties in with what Mace brought up. It was the entire angle and how it could have been so much more. How it generated so much interest. And how people were so into it, and how everybody I talked to figured they fucking wasted the angle.
And I would just throw out everybody paying tribute to the legend that is Randy Macho Man Savage.
Yeah, that too.
Just figured we haven't mentioned it in our, you know, all of our 2011 stuff. Figure I mentioned it now. Get it out of the way. The tribute to Randy Savage that everyone has done.
Yeah, that was one of those.
It's something you won't forget.
Yeah, it was one of those things where we didn't want to forget, but
yeah,
we were sort of really sad to bring up.
Yeah,
like even now it's still. Sort of
depressing.
Yeah.
And this is where they need to come out with a redo of a Randy Savage wrestling buddy.
Okay, question for you.
What?
Because we're getting to that time where they're going to start doing it. Real quick, name your Hall of Fame inductees for 2000 for this year at WrestleMania.
Huh.
Your headline inductee?
Or of just, course, is The Rock.
Yeah. I'd say this should be where Vince breaks down and puts in Savage and Elizabeth. Puts in both of them.
Together?
Yeah.
Okay.
I say that's your headliner. I don't think Rock's going in.
No?
No. I mean, I could see it happening. I think he might save it a year.
Okay.
Just to get another pop from The Rock.
Okay.
But I agree, get Savage and Elizabeth in there. I don't know. Eddie's already in there. I don't know.
Is this the year he breaks down and puts maybe somebody like a Warrior? Or an Iron Sheik. Oh, wait, no. Sheik's already in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Sheik's already in there.
Is this the year that Martha Hart finally wakes the fuck up?
No.
That ain't gonna happen.
Unfortunately, as much as we would love to, no.
That's the big one right there for me. Get no one in there.
Actually, you know what? Here's my pick for a Hall of Fame inductee. The Gobbledygooker.
Don't
Steve Lombardi?
Hey, he actually deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
He does deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Here's a name that I have a feeling will be in. Nash.
Okay. Do you induct Scott Hall along with him?
No.
No.
Why not?
Because Scott Hall needs to clean the fuck up first.
Yeah, it was the same reason why he turned down the Shawn Michaels invite. He needs to get himself cleaned up.
Well, he's in rehab now, though.
Yeah, but he's been in rehab like 50 fucking times.
He's been in, like, he's been in serious rehab for a while now.
Actually, you know who I'd like to see them put in?
Hmm.
Like, I've got a few guys.
Okay.
Arn Anderson. Has he gone in yet?
No.
All right. Anderson. British Bulldog. The Bushwhackers.
Okay, why the Bushwhackers, though? Like, I never thought the Bushwhackers were...
Yeah, but they were good for their time.
Okay.
Maybe somebody like Earthquake?
I don't think Tenta was that in... I don't think John Tenta was that big of a guy that...
Only because then you have an excuse to bring out the Shockmaster footage once again.
Fair enough.
What about Jake the Snake?
That's another one I was thinking of. Like, why isn't Jake the Snake in there?
Another one is Rude.
Yeah.
Rude deserves to be in there. And Jake the Snake actually has been clean for about a year now.
I'm just trying to think. Vader's gone in, hasn't he?
No.
No.
What about Yoko? Yokozuna?
No, and I wouldn't put him in.
Oh, come on. You know you got to put in Michael Cole this year.
Please, no. Luger? Or is that too touchy?
I think that's a little bit too touchy.
That'd be touchy. Yeah.
I think especially if Vince puts aside Savage. Personal feelings or whatever happened, mm-hmm. and Savage and Elizabeth go in, if you put Luger in at the same time, ooh. Here's a question. WrestleMania is in Florida this year. Are there any legends of Florida wrestling that can go in?
What's Alan's phone number?
I don't know.
No, I mean seriously. No, is there anybody that legitimately were, other than Hogan and a couple others, that were giant superstars in wrestling from Florida?
I can't. Off the top of my head, I can't. I'm not good with, you know, where people are from.
Right. It's just a thought.
Bring it up Tuesday.
I will.
Is there any Florida territories? That were, like, ultra significant to wrestling?
There were, I mean, NWA ran a lot there. And then who ran... Was it Billy Graham who ran Florida? Who promoted Florida?
Can't remember off the top of my head, but it's where we can look shit up.
Actually, I've got one more.
Okay.
Brian Pillman.
Damn.
If we put it, make our Hall of Fame is going to be depressing because none of them are going to be there.
None of them are alive.
We're putting respect where respect is well earned.
I'm just saying we're.
Yeah, I know. We're the most depressing Hall of Fame on the fucking planet. Okay, we got it.
Right. All right, gents. Well, I'm out. I'm going to bed. I'm awaiting a phone call from my boss to go snow plowing. So.
That's fucked.
Hey, what about Mil Muroskis?
He's in.
He's going in this year.
Yeah, he is going in, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Spock. Go to bed. We'll wrap up the show for you.
All right, later, gents.
Let's book.
So that's an interesting debate. If you have any suggestions for the Hall of Fame, tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, and we'll
Facebook.
That too, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yes,
both ways you can get a hold of us. And fun stuff.
Yep. And there you go. It's pretty much what our first show of the new year on the first day of the new year, and we've gone nearly 3 hours.
No, we haven't. We started. Oh fuck! Almost 3 hours.
Almost 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you free flow a show.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Just remember, we don't like time limits. We like to have fun. It's been great talking to everybody who decided to call in tonight.
That was a lot of fun.
Canadian All Pro, Jackie and Jersey and our Negro,
yeah.
Mike and everybody else and all the people listening. Because you know what? We don't give a flying fuck about the awards, but WrestlingRadioAwards.com, please go vote.
Vote for Jessica Havoc because... She will kick me in the face.
She's scary.
Yeah, she is a machete.
She's scary as a machete, man.
Yeah, I know. She'll have a machete and she'll slice you and dice you. If you don't vote for her at WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Tuesday
plus,
night.
Plus, we want to at least try and get some awards away from people like Mosh and, you know, Trey and JJ.
Yeah, they don't need their egos pumped up anymore.
Exactly. Pump our egos up, goddammit.
Yeah, WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Vote for us. We may or may not be on air tomorrow night. I don't know. We'll see how interesting Raw is.
Well, if you are on tomorrow night, it'll be without me because I'll be back at work.
I know, but we'll see how
I hate that.
We'll see how interesting Raw is. I mean, we might be on air. Who knows?
But I shall be definitely following everybody on the Twitters and the Facebooks to get my Raw fixed. So we can see how bad they botch up the debut of Chris Jericho, because let's face it,
it's Chris Jericho. So follow us, twitter.com/WorldTalkRadio, as we do live tweeting. Well, I do live tweeting, because Tim's 15 minutes behind, and he can't really tweet then.
I try to avoid Facebook and Twitter during Raw, because, fuck, it's like spoilers, man. Because
it's 15 minutes.
It's not like you can't find a stream on the internet.
That would be illegal. I would never do that. Shame on you for even mentioning it.
Bullshit is the only way I can watch
live. Yeah, whatever.
Tuesday night, we're joined on Kayfabe Wrestling Radio by the one, the only, the War Machine, the Man Beast, Rhino.
God damn it.
That's 9 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Saturday night, midnight, CB Radio, myself, Rob Parks, Subway. Weird, wacky, unusual. And, yeah, next Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio.
Right after the TNA pay-per-view.
God damn, there's a TNA pay-per-view.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. In the meantime...
Wait, I'm not going to be here!
In the meantime, and in between time, I'm breaking out the N64 and I'm going to rock it old school.
Say what? Yeah.
I'm breaking out the N64 and rocking it old school.
When are you doing that?
Is I'm bored.
I said when.
Oh, like now.
Sunday, yeah.
I thought you were going to actually, you know, do it so people can actually see.
Oh, what? You want me to play N64 on the computer?
I don't know. Why would you be promoting you playing N64 if you weren't going to show anyone?
I'm just saying that's what I'm going to do.
Go to CanadianAllPro.com. Will you?
There you go. Check it out. New videos about to be posted. Stay tuned for updates and the full card for January 12th. When Border Crossing Arena presents Cowtown Beatdown, sponsored by Uberfist.
Uberfist.com.
Yep, if you end up going to Canadian All Pros event, give Steven Styles shit for us, would you?
Yeah, don't forget to holler, bitch,
remember,
tits, bitch,
bitch,
tits,
bitch, bitch, tits, bitch,
bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, tits.
That's going to be a hashtag tomorrow on...
Hashtag bitch tits, trending worldwide.
Yeah, don't give that guy any more recognition than he deserves. As for me... You should probably see me once again when the Royal Rumble comes up on the 29th. That is when I plan to make the return. Until then, I'm out of here.
Yeah, follow him on Twitter at the Mace Thing, and we may drag him on a show or two in the, you know, create something to have Mace go, what the fuck? I hate this Chris Jericho guy.
God. Oh, I'll send in. I can always hit record.
That's there
you go.
So yeah, Tim, close us out.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Get the hell out of here. We want to go and do our own thing. Catch you next Sunday night.